from the last there race. In fact, race five. It is race five, number 10. No riding changes to report for that meeting at Tuncurry Foster. Now, just having a look to see if Caulfield have become final for you. It appears as though they're still interim. So we'll take a break. It's 8 o'clock.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the VT50. The VT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the VT50 specialists at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith with over 40 VT50s on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Race the best with the best. Dynamics Indications and outstanding young trainer James Cummings have available a fabulous filly by hot young sire Sebring. He has over 220 winners, 48 stakes horses including Dissident and Criterion. From Viceroy, a successful broodmare with an excellent pedigree comprising 250 stakes horses. For only $5,950 a share, join our Dynamic James Cummings team. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
You know we highly recommend a little end-of-year trip to Hong Kong. In fact, we can't recommend it highly enough.
Sure, there's the exotic delights of Hong Kong itself.
But better than that, you can be trackside at one of the world's truly great weeks of racing. With Ambassador Travel, you do it in style. Private boxes all the way, Happy Valley on Wednesday. While on Sunday, you're off to Sha Tin for the climax of the Turf World Championships, featuring four Group 1s. In between, you can shop, cruise the harbour, head to Macau, play golf at Mission Hills, or just relax. Why not extend and take in China? The trip leaves December 6th. Call Ambassador Travel now. 1-800-777-989 or log on to
ambassadortravel.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB's amazing everyday value. Find out more at tab.com.au.
Welcome back at 2 minutes past eight, just ahead of the preview for Rose Hill. Chief Steward Mark Van Gestel is with me. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for your time. What can you advise punters that they can take into their calculations for this afternoon for Rose Hill?
Yep, as you mentioned, Simon, out of the first race, so Morton's Fork at Randwick on the 9th of July, finished second, beaten three lengths by Tronin, but certainly throughout the middle stages of the race, it did race in restricted room, and near the 600 metres, it just lost its position. It had to be steady when crowded between runners, so had some excuses. Blinkers go on today and certainly would pay to forget its last start. Go to race three, Starshaft at Randwick on the 25th of June. It was held up for clear running until near the 200 metres. It certainly should have finished closer. And in the same race, number 14, Sister Joy at Sestock on the 5th of July. It just on straightening, it was disappointed for a run and then never really obtained clear running at any stage in the straight. And whilst the form shows it finished fourth there, beaten two lengths, it certainly should have finished closer. To race four and Something Borrowed at Warwick Farm on the 29th of June. Ran third behind Get on the Grange, only beaten a length and a half, but near the 600 metres, just as the tempo went on, it became crowded for room. It had a runner in front of it weakened, it dropped back in its face, and it lost significant ground at that point in time. It then circled around the field to finish the race off strongly. Race five in Consign at Roseville on the 2nd of July, held up for clear running in the early part of the straight, and then again, near the 300 metres, it did race in restricted room, had to go back to the inside to obtain clear running, found the line strongly. Only beat the length when finishing fifth to Wine and Dime. And then take you down to race eight, a couple of runners to report there. Ellie Lou at Randwick on the 9th of July, beaten two lengths when finishing fifth behind Monogram, but it certainly got locked back a long way in the run. As it came to the outside, it just raced in restricted room towards the outside fence, and then it sort of down the line strongly over the final 250 metres. The rider did also indicate to us that it probably wasn't really all that comfortable on the heavy track conditions throughout the run. And finally, number seven, Thud at Rose Hill on the 2nd of July. It was held up once again for clear running and didn't get out until about the final 100 metres where it finished second behind Pioneering. Should have almost won that race.
Righto, Mark, thanks very much for the update. Good luck with the meeting today.
Good, thank you.
Mark Van Gestel, now coming up to 5 minutes past eight. Let's take a quick check to see if these ones at Caulfield have become final yet. What we had 15 earlies and it's... No, still 15 earlies, not final. Ray Thomas is in the studio with me. Mike Fraser joins us now. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Simon. Good morning, Ray. Yeah, nice to be here. Really looking forward to today's meeting. I thought there was quite a few races with a little bit of value. We've got a winter soft seven here at Rose Hill with a normal rail. Now, nobody's been near the fence for the last four or five meetings, but as is the case when, you know, when you get these winter meetings, they have a tendency to want to get away from the rail when it's normal at Rose Hill. So I think that'll probably be the pattern as the day unfolds, Ray, and we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Now, looking forward to it. Good morning, Mike. Just a quick one, boys. It was remiss of me not to wish Ty Anglin a happy birthday today. And also one of my good old friends in racing, Frank Cleary, turned 68 today. The trainer of Catbird won the 1999 Golden Slipper. Wow. Happy birthday, Frank.
Happy birthday to both of them.
Now, Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au is going to help us out with the markets. Good morning to you, Munz.
Morning, Simon. Good morning, Ray. And good morning, Michael. I was going to ring you Wednesday night, Michael, but I just didn't realise that, you know, I was busy with Grafton and I had commitments and everything like that. But lovely to have you back, Michael.
I was actually quite busy myself trying to sort out which one of the refs to give man of the match to. So. Anyway, Munz, are we going tonight?
No, I'm not actually going tonight. No.
Thought we might have a little bet or something.
Well, we might have an interest on the game, Michael. You know, whether they win by 30 or 40, the way my boys... we got 17 players to play.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Right, let's...
Michael McGuire did ring me during the week and asked me, did I still have a set of boots in the cupboard?
Yeah. Off the reserve bench, Glenn.
Yeah. Righty-o, let's take a look at this meeting at Rose Hill. Now, Glenn, the first race is for Highland Race Colours. It's for the two-year-olds over 1,400 and the scratching number 11, Sugar Bella.
Yeah, and here we go for Rose Hill Gardens today. And in the first, we start with Morton's Fork, who's a $2.40 chance, and he'll carry blinkers today. Lord Macau at $7.50. Enterprise Mount is at $26. High Mist, well, it's having the blinkers taken off after the other day, at $16. Tumultuous at $6.50. Fanfaron at $13. Harper's Choice at $14. Pirallone is an $81 chance. Salsonic with a winkers on today at $8. Screamar with a lugging bit on and race plates on at $9.50. Sugarbella came out yesterday, 10 cents a win and 10 cents to place the deduction there. Krusty 51, Waldo Waldorf is 101 chance. Easily the best supported runner here is the Chris Waller trained Tumultuous. Did go up as much as $15. Now that was with Sugarbella in the race. It was around about a double figure chance as well. And best back to beat it dollar wise, although it's a drifter, is Morton's Fork. $2.30, came into $2.20 and then has got back to $2.40. And third pick dollar-wise is now the Gay Waterhouse-trained Lord Macau.
Speaking of Lord Macau, I think he'll press forward and like he did first up and take up the running. Morton's Fork from a wide draw up to 1,400 with the shades going on. You think he'll come across and take up a nice spot. Tumultuous won't be too far away. Enterprising Mount's another that can hold its spot. And this first starter, appear alone. Has a little bit of gate speed, so if they want to utilise that, it may posse up, you know, fifth or sixth.
I like Morton's Fork here, Mike. He was going nowhere last week at Rose Hill on that heavy track. His wheels were spinning a long way out, but he kept at that race and eventually worked his way into second spot behind Thronum. I thought it was a really game run. He was second up on that occasion, third up today on the quick backup going out to 1,400 metres on an improving surface. Still obviously soft underfoot, but much better than it was last week at Randwick. And I think he gets his chance here, Morton's Fork. He's a handy type. Looks like he'll appreciate getting out to 1,400 metres and a fraction further. I know he's got to carry the big weight. He's on that quick backup, but I thought there was a lot of good signs just the way he toughed it out there at Randwick last week, and I'm pretty keen on him in the first number one, Morton's Fork. To beat two, Lord Macau, and talk about tough, wasn't that some sort of a win when he resumed at Warwick Farm at the midweeks on June 29? He was under siege a long way out. They were all around him on the turn, but they couldn't get past this horse, and we heard Gay Waterhouse on earlier, Mike, and she's already talking spring champion stakes with Lord Macau, so... Look, he stays at 1,400 metres, but he was so good first up, you've got to include him in your main chances. A horse, number 7, Harper's Choice. Mike, I really liked its debut effort against the older horses in a maiden in a Newcastle. It worked home really well to run second. Actually gave weight to the winner, who was a four-year-old. It was a good, solid performance by Harper's Choice. He's by Street Cry, so he'll appreciate getting out to 1,400 metres. A little awkwardly drawn in the 13 gate, but I think he'll get back. Watch for him running home. And 5, Tumultuous. No surprise, has been a good market move for him. He was impressive at Kembla last start. The minor place getter that day was Dynastic Lady, and she's come out and won since, and he's a lovely fast net rock colt on the improve. In the first, Mike, I've gone 1, Morton's Fork on top. 1, 2, 7, and 5.
Yeah, I think we've got to give him another chance. And as Ray said there, he's on the back up from that heavy track run at Randwick last Saturday, and Brett and Abdullah sticks with him. He came off the bit around about the 600. Mm. He was spinning his wheels. He looked uncomfortable. But as you said, he sort of did knuckle down quite nicely over the last 100 metres. And I think with the blinkers going on, up to 1,400, if he can travel a little better, he should present well at the finish. I've got him on top, 10 Screamer for second. This one was good on debut behind Lord Macau. Found plenty of trouble, but still attacked the line quite strongly. Getting second start here at 1,400. Ticks a lot of boxes for mine. 6 for third, Fanfaron, also mm-hmm. comes out of that same race behind Lord Macau. I thought its effort was good. And a first starter here, an $81 chance, this Pirolone, trained by Gabby Englebrett. I remember black booking this horse off its trials back in January. It's had 3 trials at Warwick Farm. To the eye, it doesn't look like it's done much, but I just like the way this horse's action is. I know it's an $80 chance, but if you're taking exotics in the first, just throw it in the mix because it may spring a bit of a surprise at odds. 1, 10, 6, and 8.
And Darren Flindell, he selects 1, Morton's Fork over 9, Salsonic, 2, Lord Macau, and 7 for third, Harper's Choice, 1, 9, 2, 7. Glenn, the second is the Races Handicap over 1,500 for three-year-olds, and there's 11 to line up, no scratchings.
Yeah, the toppy here is Saboric, who's a $4.20 chance, and at that price makes it favourite. So Willie at $12, Classic Uniform at $5, Dark Eyes, $9.50, Louis CK at $9.50, Naranjar at $18, Tenorino at $12, Seeking Asylum with the blinkers on today at $15, Dubine Style at $7, Pennsylvania Avenue at $81, and King's Guard is a $7 chance. Best supported runner, the bottom one here, King's Guard, despite the fact it's a maiden, has been $9.50 into $7, has nearly doubled the amount of investment on it than any other runner, and that is Saboric, who won that pretty messy race there the other day. It's been $4.60 to $4.20. Third pick, Dark Eyes. Fourth pick is Dubine Style.
I think this is a super little race, this. The Classic Uniform wasn't given much piece last start up on the speed. Won't find as much pressure here, so I think they'll probably take up the running with it. The other ones, Louis CK can hold a spot from a good draw. Dark Eyes will come across from that widest draw. Then I had a bit of a line of three. Naranja, Brendan's got a few options there. It has pace if he wants to use it, but he can also sort of tag it back and go to midfield with horses like Seeking Asylum and Kingsguard, the bottom one just underneath it. But it'll be truly run. I don't think they'll fly. Classic Uniform will not get as much pressure it got the other day.
Mm. I like Kingsguard here. Boys, not surprised, Glenn, there's been a little bit of money for it. I thought both his Australian runs have been excellent for Team Hawksy. Probably just needed the run first up when swamped late by Kelvin's side at Warwick Farm. And then last start, he made his run with Firebird Flyer on the turn, and they fought out a terrific duel up the straight, and probably the fitter Firebird Flyer at the 1600. Kingsguard was second up that day at Warwick Farm. She just edged ahead and scored a narrow win, and the form's been frank. She's come out since and won in Saturday class at Randwick last week. So look, Kingsguard with those two runs under his belt dropped significantly in weight today. Probably will come across, I dare say, with Classic Uniform might try and just take a trail in behind them, Mike, and I think he's ready to improve off those two runs. Third up today, coming back fractionally in distance to 1500, no issue. Tommy Berry rides, and as I said, dropping significantly in weight to 54.5. I like the 11 Kingsguard on top each way. From one Saborik, who did things horses aren't supposed to do to win at Rose Hill last night. It was quite a phenomenal effort. He struck so much trouble at the 600, the 400, halfway down the straight, and again on the finishing line, yet somehow he just kept coming to win. He's a really promising horse. Has to carry plenty of weight again today, but he's 3 from 3 this prep. He'll be giving them a start, but he'll be the horse motoring home late. 4 Dark Eyes, and giving him one more chance here. I've been on him his last two. Look, he was disappointing at Canterbury last start at the 1250. It looks like he needs the 1500 today. So if he doesn't fire, then we'll have to sack him. But I think he can bounce back and run a good race today, number 4, Dark Eyes. And 3, Classic Uniform, as Mike said earlier, very tough on pace. So tries his heart out every time. He'll be up on the speed making his own luck, and they'll have to run him down. He'll be there for a long, long way. Good race the second, Mike. I've got 11 Kingsguard each way on top. 11-1. 4 and 3.
Yeah, very competitive. No doubt that. Look, I'm going to give Classic Uniform another chance. Mm-hmm. He's pretty much had no peace up on the pace all of. Well, he's definitely his last 3 runs of the 4 he's had this prep. 2 of his last 3 have been this track and distance. And as I said, he was taken on in front last start. He was stayed down on the fence in the inferior ground. I know other runners sort of, you know, had trouble finding a passage, and Saborik also got into trouble, but this horse was given no peace, and as I said, the fence was the no-go zone, and he was beaten, you know, 0.3 of a length. I think if he can fly solo here and get away from the fence and the straight, I think fourth up, he's going to be, fifth up here, he's going to be right in the mix. I've got him on top of 6, Naranja. This one's lightly raced from the Chris Lee yard. Started favourite a few times and been beaten, but as I said, only lightly raced. It was good first up at the Beaumont track. I know it was only a benchmark 65 second up there at Wyong, but I thought it was an arrogant win. Came through along underneath all the other runners into the worst ground. Floated a little bit, but when he really did balance up, he sort of surged away. I thought he won with something in reserve. He's got more to offer here third up. Brenton's retained the ride, and he could finish in a really good spot on the map, given the way this track's likely to unfold. 3 to beat 6, 9 do you buy in style. It's sound like a broken record with this one. Always gets back, always finds trouble, always races well. And, you know, always like a flashing light. But, you know, things are going to fall into place one day. When they do, you know, look out, because the horse is racing extremely well. As I say, just needs luck in running, and it can produce a good finish. 3, 6, 9. The top is Saborik for all the reasons Ray said. Goes up a little bit in the weights. The few of these other runners are better off at the weights with it, but it still was a pretty impressive win. Chasing another win here after overcoming trouble, it was a mighty effort, so you've got to leave it in the mix. 3, 6, 9, and 1. Plenty can win.
And Darren Flindell in race 2 is with one Saborik from 3 Classic Uniform, 9 Divine Style, and 11 Kingsguard, 1, 3, 9, 11. Those scratchings now final for Caulfield. The only additionals are the 2 Emergency 17 and 18 in race 6. Over to the third, Glenn, the Tab Highway Handicap, and the scratchings are 9, 10, 17 and 18.
Yeah, we start here with Star Shaft contesting another Tab Highway. I think he's up to about 5 or 6 of them at the moment. He's a $3 favourite. Raise the Legend is at $16. Bobby B at $26. Deals and Diamonds, $5.50. Stratum Siren is a $6 chance. Admission, with the blinkers on today, but they've taken the winkers off, at $17. Bit of Faith at $7.50. Tudor Sunrise at $31. Snips Parade came out this morning, 10 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Barksdale is out, no deduction. Sucker at $61. Louis Choice at $51. Flash in the Dark at $8.50. Then we go to Sister Joy at $23. Next runner here is Somebody, who is a $61 chance. Bella LaBelle at $101. Zuzudio is out, no deduction. Snappy One is out, no deduction. Not the most vigorous betting race away from the 3 picks here. Stratum Siren, easily the best supported runner for Luke Pepper here. He got a number of runners on the program, or he did scratch his runner in the last, so. Went up as much as $11 here, Stratum Siren. That was with a full field, but Snips Parade did go up equal favourite at $4.60, but it's been averaged out around about the $7.80 mark here. Second pick is Deals and Diamonds, who did go up as much as $8 for Matty Dale. And third pick is the Toppy Star Shaft. So the Canberra horses here, Stratum Siren, Deals and Diamonds are best backed in the Tab Highway.
Yeah, we've still got 14 runners with four scratchings. Two of the scratchings were on paces, so just a tiny bit of the heat's come out of the race, but there's still sufficient go-forward horses to say most horses will get their chance. I think Bobby B from that wide draw, yeah, it looks the logical leader. It'll come across. Then we've got Sister Joy and Deals and Diamonds, both drawn one and two respectively. They can also, you know, hold a spot from those good draws. And then just behind them, a sucker. And what was my other on by Raise the Legend? It was the other one that I had going forward. So I've got a fair bit of the horses drawn inside going forward, with that one runner out wide there, Bobby B, coming across and more than likely taking up the running. So it should be truly run, Ray.
Mike, where do you have Starshaft sitting on your map?
Starshaft, well, I've sort of got him four pairs back on the fence, mm-hmm. maybe four and a half lengths off the lead.
Okay, yeah, he struck trouble his last couple. I think he's the way to go here in a typically tough Tab Highway. I think the Canberra horses, as Glenn mentioned earlier, all in commission, look the ones to beat here. I've got number one Starshaft on top. I hope he can hold his spot in the front half of the field, Mike, and be in striking distance on the turn. And with the claim, I think he gets in pretty well at the weights. His form's really consistent, and he was a little bit unlucky again last start at Randwick in the Tab Highway, won by Rock on Zariz. Rock on Zariz has since won easily at Canberra yesterday. It's in great form, and Starshaft was, as I said, a fraction unlucky. He's held his form all prep. And just if he can get the right run from gate five and not be too far off them on the turn, I think it'd be really hard to hold out. One Starshaft on top from four Deals and Diamonds. Interesting horse, this, boys. He's a rising seven-year-old and only got to the races this season and is lining up for his fifth career start. He was dominant winning his maiden at Canberra on June 24. And I spoke with Matt Dale about him during the week. That was a heavy 10. And even though he's by commands, Matt thought the horse didn't handle it that well, yet he put a four-length margin on his rival. So he's obviously got ability, draw nicely in barrier two on the soft seven, better suited here, looks hard to beat. Number five, Stratum's Siren, racing very, very well. Comes out of that King's Officer Tab Highway, a little freshen up since. He's certainly right in the mix here. And number 13, Flash in the Dark. The track back to a soft seven, hopefully a soft six will be in its favour. Gets in very well with the claim, right down in the weights, and on its best form would be in the finish. Just needs that track to keep improving. One Starshaft, just needs luck in running. He's the horse to beat. 1, 4, 5, and 13 in race three.
And Mike?
Sorry, guys, just had to press the button. Yeah, good little race here. I think there's plenty that can perform. I've gone with the two here in Raise the Legend. Found a little bit of a pattern with this horse. Only lightly raced, having its 11th start. Now, first up at Randwick in a Class 3, a 20-1 chance. Ran second, beaten just under two lengths. Went horrible second up. Now, it was up on the speed and the worst ground and folded up. Now, if you just go back to its previous preparations, he did a similar thing. It rattled home first up, started favourite second up and finished 10th of 12th. And then his two subsequent runs, it bounced back to form. So if it can follow something like that with a light weight and a good draw, it may run your race at a bit of a price. I've got it on top of the five, Stratum Siren, another that's racing quite well. The first two runs are really good. Don't know that the 1500 was its cup of tea last start. A month off, back in distance, Brenton Abdullah goes on board. I'm sure it's ready to perform well. Starshaft continues to race well, as race has been luckless in a number of runs, but is a good closer and with the claim, gets his chance. I think it's much better suited on a drying track. I mean, it's been placed on slow and heavy, but in 10 wet track runs, it's yet to record a win, and all its wins are on dry track. So that's just slightly against it. And the other one is the 13, Flash in the Dark, the one that Ray also mentioned. Unplaced last two in Class 3 company at Randwick. Wasn't suited in both. It's got to be given a rough chance on its performance three runs back when it was in this class and distance, also at this track. So if it can get to that, it's in the mix. 2, 5, 1, and 13.
And Darren Flindell is with one Starshaft over four, Deals and Diamonds, five Stratum Siren, and two Raised a Legend, 1, 4, 5, and 2. That's the first three on the card. We'll take a break and then look at the first leg of the Big Six.
Whether you're building or renovating, before you decide on your choice of windows or doors, take a closer look
at Wideline's brand new website, where you'll find our UBeaut online quoting app.
Just upload your plans or tell us what you require and receive your free quote within 48 hours.
Even if it's only a few windows you need, we're here to help, no problem.
Wideline's quoting app is open 24 hours. You can even save your new quotes or edit old ones.
Time to take a closer look at WidelineWindowsAndDoors.com.au.
A huge jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $50,000 Big Six jackpot up for grabs at Rose Hill Gardens. First leg is race 4 at 120. Plus, tonight, there's a $10,000 Big Six jackpot up for grabs at Tabcorp Park Menangle. First leg is race 3 at 652. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And they're off and racing.
And welcome back at 25 minutes past 8. We are previewing Rose Hill with Ray Thomas and Mike Fraser. Glenn, let's take a look at the first leg of the Big Six for the Tab jackpot today of $50,000. It is race 4, the Schweppes Handicap. 2,000 metres here. Scratchings are 1 Artaby and 4 First Bloom.
Yeah, and with Artaby out the toppy, the deduction there, 7 cents to win and 8 cents to place. If you're an Artaby fan, don't worry, he's going round at Eagle Farm. Rock Milady is a $9.50 chance. Song and Laughter at $7.50. First Bloom out, no deduction. Thurston with a cross noseband on at $4.60. I wonder if Paul Gallen put that cross noseband on. Kaseki Dane at $23. Red Jabawi at $12. Esteban at $5. Dewar at $17. Erica at $7. Latoro at $11. Something Borrowed at $5.50. And Subway Surfer is 101 chance. Best back runners, well, this race they've narrowed down to two hopes only. That is Thurston and Esteban.
I don't know what to say about that. Thurston and Gallon. Anyway, look, the speed in the race. Well, this Esteban's been, you know, high flying on the Beaumont track. It's a, you know, very dominant sort of horse that likes to lead from barrier one. It comes away cleanly, so I think it'll take up the running. Red Dubawi, it can press forward and get some sort of a spot. The other one there is Rock Milady, drawn wide, can also go forward. Then we've got sort of horses like Song and Laughter, and there was another one there that I had, Lutoro, posing up just behind. But Esteban can fly solo if so desired.
It's an interesting race this, Mike, because you've got Thurston trying to get back into winning form. He's been out of a winning stall since March of last year, and you've got a horse like Esteban who's won his last two starts, albeit in provincial grade, by an aggregate of more than 14 lengths, and can he step up to Sydney Saturday grade? So two queries about these two favoured runners, and saying that, I think they're the horses to beat, and I'm giving 5 Thurston another chance. His first two runs back this prep were eye-catching, including a fourth over 1,800 at Rose Hill, second up. That was behind Vassar when he got through, charging through late, beaten less than a length. Then went back to 1,500 metres at Rose Hill, and I just think he got outpaced. He was up on, close to the speed coming around the turn, but he couldn't sprint when they let down that day. And look, on form, he was beaten in the paper. It says he's beaten 3.5 lengths into 10th spot, but he got checked about 100 metres out. Probably should have finished at least a length closer. The key today is back out to 2,000 metres. He's fourth up. If he's ever going to strike winning form, I think today is day number 5, Thurston. I've got him on top from 8, Esteban. Look, how good is he? I suppose we're about to find out. His two wins have been outstanding, but he hasn't beaten anything. But he just gets out in front and keeps rolling. Rock Milady, back in form with a tough win at Warwick Farm last start, has to be considered again. And Latoro, Mike, you mentioned this horse. He's a magnificent animal, a huge son of Don Eduardo. He's been racing really well down the Riverina. Gets out to 2,000 metres after a 1,600 metre run where he was luckless last start. He needs the 2,000 on a big track. If there is to be an upset, Latoro at $11 makes a lot of appeal. In the fourth, I'm giving 5 Thurston another chance. 5, 2, 11 and 8. Race 4, Mike.
I think you make a lot of good points for Thurston, and I'm going to give him another chance too. He was terrific first up. at over 1400, then Luckless and charged home second up at the 1800. And I was prepared to oppose him the other day when he came back in distance, and Ray made all the right points. When the pressure came on, he just couldn't sprint with them and was grinding away and, you know, didn't have the best of luck in the run. So I think fourth up here, getting out to 2,000 on a drying track, he certainly does get his chance to win today. His win record's not that good, but, you know, the horse has got ability. Five on top, number 12 down the bottom here, Something Borrowed. I'm going to put it in as a lightweight chance. It's been racing really well in easier company. It's got three wins in its last seven. A good winner at Gosford, two runs back. Completely luckless with Ty Anglin on board. Last start at Warwick Farm behind Get on the Grange. James Innes goes on board, pulls 3 kilos off its back. And I think if it can posse up somewhere there, you know, maybe midfield, 2 to 3 wide, with some sort of cover, I think with a lightweight it can run you a race. Five on top of 12. 10 Erica, I'm going to throw it in for third. It's been racing really well, this mare, in the highway classes. Got the job done last start at Rose Hill in that 1800. Was held up and had to come through on the fence in the worst ground, but, you know, fought doggedly for a narrow win. This is harder, and she does go up to 2,000, but her racing pattern suggests that that's not going to be an issue. So she's in for third. And for fourth, number 7, Red Dabawi. Another horse that, look, had only won a common sort of race at Canterbury last start, but overcame difficulty to win with some sort of authority. And I was just looking at the horse's previous form. It's having its seventh run back today, and its last two preps, that particular run has been its best, so I think it's open to more improvement again today. Terrific little race, plenty can perform, but I'm 5, 12, 10 and 7.
And Darren Flindell is with 5, Thurston, from 8, Esteban, 10, Erica, and 12, Something Borrowed, 5, 8, 10 and 12. Glenn, race 5, the Tab Rewards Handicap over 1,500. The scratching is 13 without a shadow.
Yeah, last leg of the early quaddie here, and we start with Consign at $6.50. Wine and Dine at $9.50. Final Decision, 11. Fig Tree, 11. Super Tycoon at $7.50. Viet Lonnie at 21. Choice Lager at 17. Courts of King with the blinkers taken off, but the winkers going on at $7. Francesco at 12. Obsidian is the $4.40 favourite. Steeman at 13. Forget Maybe at 71. Over to Without a Shadow, out no deduction. And Lay Down the Law is a $51 chance. Best supported runner here is the Chris Waller train. Obsidian did go up $6. And the full field here into $4.40. Best back to beat at dollar wise. Not a great deal separating these runners. Courts of King, Wine and Dine, Fig Tree and Super Tycoon. So they're lining up behind Obsidian, but it's a fair way in front of them.
I've got Viet Lonnie and Choice Lager, as the two principal go-forward horses. One drawn in, one drawn out. I think they'll press on. Then it's up for grabs who gets behind them. Courts of King won't be too far away. Fig Tree can hold its spot. Now, Super Tycoon, awkwardly drawn, and I suppose that, you know, how this track plays will probably dictate how they ride it, but it has got options. I know it's widely drawn, but has got some speed if they want to utilise it, and it also can sit off midfield. So up in the air with it, but as I say, it does have some options.
Very competitive race, this, boys, isn't it? A lot of the form comes out of the Wine and Dine race at Rose Hill 2 weeks ago. Similar class and distance, and Wine and Dine won that day, but there were some flashing lights behind him, and one of those was Obsidian. He was the horse right out wide, steaming home late, running the best sectionals to close for fourth. He was second up that day, improved further off that run. I think he's ready to win here, Obsidian, with the tempo, as Mike suggested, being genuine enough. He's a bit of a back marker, but he'll get his chance to run home. I do like him, number 10, Obsidian. I just thought that run last start suggested to make sure you run him today, because he is ready to win. Similarly, though, Super Tycoon is the horse that Mike's got a good opinion of, and he was dominant at Randwick last start. There was no fluke about that performance, and the turn of foot he showed in the last 100 metres, very impressive, and he comes in here nicely with Jamie Ness's claim. Tougher race again, but he's a horse on the rise. He's just going to need a touch of luck from that awkward barrier, as Mike said earlier. If he can find some cover, he's got that really good turn of foot late. Two horses out of the Wine and Dine race who also caught my eye last start were 3 final decision and 1 consign. Obsidian was out wide with a clear run. These two horses were back closer to the rail in the ruck, weaving through the field. Final decision dashed through late to run second. He probably should have won. And consign was getting up on the fence for a really good effort to finish just behind the place getters. Their horses on the improve. I've left out Wine and Dine, who was the winner of a very similar race 2 runs back. Francesco and Courts a King are in contention as well. A lot of depth to this field. Even Steeman down on the weights is not out of it, but you can't tip them all. Mike, I've gone 10 Obsidian. Third up today, I'm pretty keen on him. 10, 5, 3 and 1 in a very tough race, the fifth.
Yeah, look, I think there's 7 or 8 realistic chances for sure and certain. You know, I was ultra impressed with Super Tycoon's win the other day. I must admit I did have something on it. Its first 3 runs were good. Eye catcher on the Beaumont track at its first and second run this prep. Then the Randwick run, it was luckless and charged home. Got to a distance that suited last start, and as Ray said, was quite arrogant over the latter stages. Really did sprint to the line strongly, telling me that the 1500 is just not going to be an issue. James has got a good understanding with his galloper. If he just gets it into the right spot early, soft track, no issue. I think it's got more to offer. 5 on top of the 1 consign. This horse has been luckless from the Waller Yard. Had 3 runs as preparation. Only been placed once, and in that placing was beaten 4 and a bit lengths. But believe me, all 3 runs have been good. Stays at 1500. Comes through that that Wine and Dine race where it was luckless. Got a number of checks in the straight and had to go back towards the inside, but still attacked the line strongly. Not that well off at the weights, not claiming today, but ready to perform really well here today. So with Brenton on board, I'm sure it's going to get the right run. 10 Obsidian, for all the reasons Ray said, stormed home there at last start. Down the centre of the track in the best ground with an uninterrupted run, but still was an eye-catching performance. No doubt about that, and the 1500 should suit. And for 4th, number 8, Courts of King. Also, no wins, but has battled on really well all 3 runs this prep. Was good behind Super Tycoon last start and does meet it a couple of kilos better at the weights. 5, 1, 10 and 8. As I said, there's a number of chances. Even this one down the bottom, Lay Down the Law, with no weight that's back. It's been performing well in easier company with a light weight. It could get in the mix too. So, terrific race, 5, 1, 10, 8.
And Darren Flindell is with 10 Obsidian over 1 consign. 5 Super Tycoon and 8 Courts of King, 10, 1, 5 and 8. That brings us to the feature, which is the first leg of the Quaddie Munns, the Winter Stakes, race 6 over 1400, free of scratchings.
Yeah, we start with Knife Legion here as a $5 chance. Equal favourite at that price, so only 10 runners and it's $5 the field. We've got Snippets Land at $7, Tales of Grimm at $6.50, Marinostro with blinkers on today at $7.50, Oxford Poet with the earmuffs taken off at $5.50, Wouldn't It Be Nice 17, Zinzan Eddie 21, Hidden Warrior with the blinkers off at 18, Better Not Blue $5 equal favourite. And Shadow Lord is a $15 chance. Best supported runner dollar-wise here is Oxford Poet, although it's a drifter. 5 out to 5.50. It did start favourite in the Civic, where 6 of these 10 runners contested that race the other day. Best back to beat it dollar-wise is Marinostro. Third pick, Ninth Legion. They're not a great deal between Tales of Grimm and Zinzan Eddie. Do they just line up like they did the other day, but Marinostro in a little bit closer?
Yeah, pretty much exactly what you're saying. I think Oxford Poets leads unopposed. Marinostro from Barrier 1 just gets a perfect trail behind the lead there. And then there's a couple of, we've got Hidden Warrior, Shadow Lord and Ninth Legion drawn a little bit wide. Can press forward. I think those 3 will posse up behind the other 2, but Oxford Poet leads and Marinostro drops into second.
Yeah, Oxford Poet might get a pretty soft lead today here, boys, and if that's the case, I think he's ready to bounce back. If you backed him in the Civic Stakes, give him another chance. He was third up that day, 3 weeks between runs. We heard from Kim Waugh earlier, Mike, and she just felt that Oxford Poet raced a touch on the fresh side that day. He was a little keen. 2 weeks into this Winter Stakes, off that 1350 out to 1400 metres, he's rock solid fit now, and just run of the race stuff, it's going to fall into his favour, I think, today, number 5, Oxford Poet. If he gets an uncontested lead, he's invariably really, really tough to run down, and I think he can bounce back and win the Winter Stakes, number 5, Oxford Poet. Number 9, Better Not Blue, a super run in the Civic Stakes. He was the one charging home to just miss catching Ninth Legion. He's an improving horse. Needs a tempo. He may not get that, but he's just racing so well here, Better Not Blue. I think he'll be in the finish somewhere. You can almost make a case for every runner in this field, Mike. It's very open. That's why even a rank outsider like number 7, Zinzan Eddie, he might bob up into the minor placings here. Comes off a Hawkesbury trial on Monday when he was really impressive. There are excuses for his first up failure. 1,400 metres is his ideal trip. The sting out of the ground, perfect. He's not without a chance at odds. And number 1, Ninth Legion, the track soft 7 might not be to his liking, but by the time we get to the winter stakes, it may be back into about a 6 range. He won the Civics stakes on a soft 5, which is perfect for him. Just needs that track to keep drying, but he's a horse racing with real confidence in Great Heart with successive stakes wins. Good race, the winter stakes. I thought run of the race stuff went suits number 5, Oxford Poet. I got him on top 5, 9, 7, and 1.
Yeah, I thought this race sets up quite nicely for Marinostro here. If you just look at this horse's early form, this preparation, he's had 2 runs at Rose Hill over today's trip of 1,400. He was impressive winning them both. One was on a dry track, then the next one was on a heavy track. He went out to Randwick last start at a mile. His Randwick form was nowhere near as good as his Rose Hill form. And then his most recent run, he was on a 7-day backup where he was forced to cover ground. And once again, he's a horse that doesn't really react on a backup. I think that was his 6th quick backup, and he's yet to register a win with that break between his runs. He gets 14 days off, stays at Rose Hill at 1,400 on a beautiful map with Ty England on board. And I think even Ty said earlier when you interviewed him that this race sets up quite nicely for him. I think if Chris has got him a little bit of freshness back in his legs with the blinkers on for the first time, he really does set up nicely for this race. I've got him on top of 2 Snippets Land, been close to the money pretty much every run this preparation. Was the winner at Doomben 3 runs back. Eagle Farm run was good off an unsuitable tempo. Last start in the Civic Stakes, battled on quite well without, really threatening, but notwithstanding, was still a good performance. Definitely gets a chance here on a drying track. I think that's part of the key to its chance. 4 to beat 2. 9, Better Not Blue, continues to race really well. Good closer. And if the run-ons are suited, certainly does get its chance. And for 4th, number 5, Oxford Poet. No knock on the horse. I think 1,400 metres is pretty much its absolute max, but fully fit now, 4th up here, and with, tempo things to suit up front, certainly does get its chance. I thought it was a good race for Marinostro. Go, you good little thing, to beat 2, 9 and 5.
And Darren Flindell, he reckons 9th Legion to make it 3 straight. He's got 1 on top from 9, Better Not Blue, 2 Snippets Land, and 5 for 4th, Oxford Poet. Darren's numbers are 1, 9, 2, 5. First,
do you think Ty Angle will give the birthday cake swish tonight, considering he is riding 55 kilos today on Marinostro? Michael, you might have to send him a little cupcake if it gets
I'll
home.
Go and blow the candles out for him.
How about the birthday finish, Muns, for Cyril the other night on his 27th, singing that goal?
Yes, well, it was special, I'd say. Someone would have reported that, Simon.
Anyway, not if you're a Swans fan.
No, it wasn't flash if you're a Swans fan.
Anyway, first 6 races on the card down. We'll take a look at race 7 on the other side of this break.
On Sky Sports Radio, you won't miss a thing. Hear all your favourite programs when it suits via our podcast page. Big Sports Breakfast, Tab Talk, Racing HQ and more. Check them out on skysportsradio.com.au.
Mum, it's that time again.
What time?
When there's so much to watch on television, there's a carnivale of coverage.
Lano, this is Australia. We say carnival.
Well, that's how I say it.
Can you say 4K TVs?
4K TVs.
If you buy one this month at Bing Lee, you'll get 10% Bing Lee bonus card.
On the spot.
With any Samsung 4K TV.
A Bing Lee bonus card worth 10% of the value of your purchase. That's a great deal.
There's a great deal more in store.
And a great deal to watch on telly.
Offer ends July 31. See binglee.com.au for terms and conditions.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Amazing Everyday Value. Find out more at tab.com.au.
And welcome back. Let's take a look at race 7, Rose Hill, the tab.com.au handicap. This one's 1,200 metres. And the one scratching buns is number 9, Shadow Lord.
Yes, and we start with Forget here, or if you're a tennis fan, you could say Forget after Guy Forget there, but it's a $16 chance anyway. Barbed, it's 9. El Sasso, $2.60 in favourite. Slate on Edge at 26. Tadai Tondo at $16. Sweet Fire resuming at 13. Moral Victory doing the same at $13. Paint at $4.80. Shadow Lord is out, no deduction. Aroused at $35. Grand Punto at $6. And Sense of Reason, a couple of gear changes today. A barrier blanket on and blinkers on. It's a 50-to-1 chance. Easily the best supported runner here is El Sasso, although it hasn't moved from the 260 since that price that was put up on Wednesday afternoon. Best back to beat, a little bit of money for this Melbourne visitor here, Tadai Tonda, 25-to-1 into 15-to-1. That is $26 into $16.
Yeah, the speed in the race, well, it's all drawn wide. The four widest horses are the go-forwards. We've got Barbed Paint, Moral Victory and Slate on Edge, all pressing forward. I don't think they're going to encounter any pressure underneath them, so they'll just cruise across and take up their spots, with possibly Slate on Edge pressing on to lead. Now, El Sasso and Aroused, both drawn nicely. They can get into fifth and sixth spot without much trouble.
Gee, was good first up, El Sasso. He came off a really nice trial and ran right up to that effort at Rose Hill a couple of weeks ago, over 1,100 metres. It was a lovely ride from Blake Shin from a soft barrier. Got him out at the right time, but the impressive part of the win was the manner in which he put paid to the field in the last 200 metres. He dashed right away. It was a different look for El Sasso. Normally, he just seems to just get there by narrow margins, but he really put his rivals to the sword last start, and he looks to have come back in the best form of his career. Again, gets that soft barrier draw, the one gate today, as Mike suggested, might settle about fifth or sixth on the rails, and just needs even luck from the turn tie angle, and that turn of foot that he showed 2 weeks ago, if he reproduces it again, they won't be able to beat number three, El Sasso. I'm pretty keen on him. I know the second up stats are a worry. Five times previously second up he's been beaten, but I did put that to Peter Snowden earlier in the show, and Pete just felt that the horse was a little bit inconsistent early in his career, but he seems to have gained confidence now and as I said, racing better than ever, and I think El Sasso can put paid to that second up bogey and keep going on his winning way. The danger was 8 Paint on the quick backup. He had the big weight at Randwick last week, just got bogged down on that really heavy track. Back to Rose Hill, which he loves. The soft 7 conditions, ideal for him. He's rock hard fit Paint, and as I said, he seems to save his best for Rose Hill. I thought number 7 Moral Victory was over the odds. This is a horse from a Tim Martin stable, who always seems to go around at good value odds. He's $13, as Glenn mentioned earlier in the morning markets, but he's a horse who's got a good fresh record. A little bit awkwardly drawn, but any sort of luck in running, Moral Victory will run you a race and add value to your multiples. And number 1, Forget, or Forget, as Glenn mentioned, is resuming off probably his worst campaign. He just struggled on the hard tracks back in January and February, but last spring he did win a Cameron Handicap. That's the sort of form that he'll bring today. His two trials have indicated he's back to his best, and he does appreciate the sting out of the ground. He's the class horse of the field, number 1, Forget. But number 3, El Sasso, if the same horse that won at Rose Hill turns up today, Mike, I think he'll be winning again. 3, 8, 7 and 1 in race 7.
Yeah, you've spoiled the party a bit for me here. Look, I'm with Paint. And you know, Ray made some really relevant points. I don't think he really appreciated the Randwick heavy last start with the big weight. He's on a quick backup here. Joe Pride's, he's well-versed at backing his horses up. He gets back to Rose Hill, where I think he's, much better suited. He drops in the weights, set second or third, and I think, he gets his chance to race really well, especially with, getting down in the weights here. I've got him on top of Tadai Tondo, the one that Glenn said there's been a little bit of money for this one. Now, look, he hasn't got a great win strike record, but is a horse that has performed well off the speed in benchmark races down there that would hold him in good stead for a race like this. First two runs his prep were good. Caulfield and Flemington off the speed and ran on really well. They took it up to Eagle Farm last start behind, spilled the beans, got a long way back there, and 7 never really got into the race, but, picked up the bit late. Fourth up here on a track that's drying a little bit. Brenton Abdelago's on board now. I think Brenton could be the perfect man for a horse like this. Have to stand over him a little bit. If he can get him to produce his good finish, he's right in the race. Don't worry about that. He's got a good finish when things fall into place. For third, number 11, Grand Punto. Another horse that gets back to Rose Hill, where I think he's much better suited. He got a little bit lost last start there at Randwick on that heavy track. He's also on the back up here. And his Rose Hill form is much, much better than his Randwick form, so give him another chance. And El Sasso, look, if you were pricing him on his first up win, he'd be an odds-on favourite, and he would get the cash. I take the point that Pete said he's a stronger horse and all that, but just looking at his form, historically, he just doesn't back up. And his first up win was a career best by a considerable margin. So I've just got to oppose him. But, you know, if you like him, put him in everything. But for that reason, I'm putting him for fourth. 8, 5, 11 and 3.
And Darren Flindell is with 3 El Sasso over 8 Paint, 10 Aroused, 11 Gran Punto, 3, 8, 10 and 11. Over to race 8, Glenn. This one's for Pluckett Vinery. The fillies and mares over 1,350. Scratch 2 Winetails and 9 Kansas Sunflower.
Yeah, El Lou here is a $4.80 chance. Winetails is out. The deduction, 4 cents a win, 5 cents a place. Inner Wink, 35. Marple Mist, 21. 50 Shades of Grey, 21. Thrill Seeking at 15. Thud the Favourite at $2.70. Then we've got Distraught at $7. Kansas Sunflower came out Thursday, 5 cents a win at 6 cents a place. Mandalong Kits at 31, Extensible at $7.50, Zelda at 15, the bottom one here, Bonnetay, backing up from Warwick Farm on Wednesday, is a $9.50 chance. Best back runner here is Thud. They've decided to run it in the 1350, scratch it from the 1200 in the last. Hasn't had a massive amount of luck its last couple. Did go up as much as 360 in a full field here. Was still 280 yesterday, 270 this morning, unchanged. Best back to beat it is the stable mate. It's a really good betting race here. The two Snowden runners here, Extensible, 950 into 650, and a very, very long gap to the third pick, which is Zelda.
Another good little race here, without a doubt. I think a Distraught can press on and hold its spot. Bonnetay, as Glenn said, on the back up from running third on Wednesday, it'll come across from that wide draw. Frill Seeking will hold its spot from a beautiful draw. And Marple Miss, also drawn wide, will probably come across behind Bonnetay and get into the 1-1 spot with Thud from Barrier 1. Ty's got a few options there. Can't settle fifth or sixth to get into the right position.
Yeah, good race again. Team Snowden look to have all the aces here with 7 Thud and 11 Extensible. Look, Thud's the favourite and deservedly so. Both who runs this prep desperately unlucky. Should have won each race at Rose Hill. Has to go out to the 1350 today, though, boys, and that's my query about her, whether that actually dulls her finishing speed. She might come out and blow this field away, but the 270, given that she's a mare who seems to find trouble in running, I just think she's a bit of a risk this afternoon. And I am a wrap for number 11, Extensible. I think she's a mare with loads of natural ability. Very likely race. She's obviously had issues in her career. She's a rising five-year-old. She's only had the 4 starts for 2 wins and 2 seconds. Only raced once this season. That was back at Warwick Farm in January when I thought her win was outstanding. Resumes today, but her 2 recent barrier trials have been eye-catching. Look, Thud's got the fitness edge, I know, and on paper looks the horse to beat, but I'm banking on Extensible's ability coming to the fore here. I'm going with her number 11, Extensible, the 750 more attractive for mine. 6 Frill Seeking will get the nice run from the inside gate, the claim. She's had no luck in her 3 runs back this prep. She can run a race at odds. 7 Thud, as I said, just has to prove to me she can run the 1350. If she does, then she'll probably blow this field away. But the 270, she's short enough now. And 1 El Lou can't knock this mare's form. She's put 4 really good runs together this prep. She was very wide out last week on that really heavy track at Randwick, making her run down the outside fence, and didn't have a lot of galloping room either. She was crowded a couple of times late in the race. Probably should have finished closer. Back to Rose Hill on a soft 7. She'll be hard to beat. 11 Extensible resuming today. I think she's a smart mare. Got her on top from 6, 7 and 1.
Yeah, look, I'm going to stick with Thud. She's been completely luckless both runs back this prep. They've both been at Rose Hill. Similar grade to this, over 1,200. I do concede she hasn't raced it or won at 1350, but she had a run early in her career at 1300 where she was beating the lip, where she was up on the speed, and then she had a run at 1250 at Canterbury where she was back and wide on a rain-affected track and ran on quite soundly. She was never going to win, but she certainly raced quite soundly under the conditions on that day. Now, she goes to 1350, but from barrier 1, Ty can put her to sleep. And she has got a good turn of foot. I think we've got to give her her chance to run the 1350 without never actually being there. So I've got her on top. 11 Extensible, loved the trial. Definitely going to be right in the mix here. Won fresh last preparation at Warwick Farm. Charged home to win a fillies and mares 66 with 61 kilos on her back. Her only other previous, well, her previous fresh run was at Canterbury, where she stormed home there. So plenty to like about her fresh form on the back of the trial. She'll perform well. 8 for third, Distraught. Gets its on-pace chance here. It's coming off two Randwick runs where I don't really think it appreciated the track or the wet conditions. Another horse that gets back to Rose Hill on a drying track where it seems to go much, much better. Doesn't win all that often, but certainly gets its chance here back at Rose Hill. And the bottom one, Bonnete, on the back up from Wednesday, should be rock hard fit now. And if Timmy Clark can get it into a spot just outside the lead, should have some sort of a kick. More a minor end of things player than a winning chance. But as I said, rock hard fit. 7-11, 8-13.
Michael, do you find it strange that 1300 metre run was Thud's first run in a race?
Yes.
And they haven't stretched it out to a distance till now.
Yep. Well, I suppose I'm not really sure what the reason is, but it holds it in good stead. The fact that it, you know, was only beaten,
beaten 0.2 or something. Yeah. Yeah. Sabrina ran second.
First start in a race and did start favourite too. So, look, I think it'll run the trip.
Okay, now selections from Darren Flindell, 8 Distraught from 7 Thud, 11 Extensible and 1 El Lou, 8, 7, 11 and 1. And Buns, that brings us to the last race, 9 for McGrath Estate Agents, 1200 this handicap, take out 5, 7, 9, 11 and 16.
Yeah, just imagine coming to the last, you've got about 5 going in the big 6 and you've got 5 going in the quaddy, and what do? Do you start to save on a couple of others or you just go stick fat with the 5 you've got? No, too hard for you boys, right? Okay. Or you've never had 5 going in the last league, right? Yeah.
I'm always out after the first league.
Righto, Night Rocker, here's a $7.50 chance. Hillspire, 10. Butter Boom is a $3.60 favourite. Dragonflies at 9. Typhoon Jolie out, 9 cents a win, 10 cents a place. Agamore with the blinkers off at $18. Then we've got Thud is out because it's running in the previous. No deduction. Bring Luck is a $31 chance. A Point Percy is out, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Canarchi is an $8 chance. Super Tycoon is out, it's running earlier, no deduction. Graffelli at $51. Isa Rich at $11. No Bad Blood with a raft of gear changes here. Norton bit on, earmuffs on, but they've taken the lugging bit off and the pacifiers off. And it's $11. Puzzling Wonder running here. Scratch from Kembler at $10. Star Sharp Scratch is running in the Tab Highway, no deduction. And Regins is a $10 chance. Wide open race to finish the program at Rose Hill Gardens. Best supported runner, though, is Butter Boom. Was a 4.40 chance yesterday before these scratchings this morning of Typhoon Jolie and a Point Percy into clear favourite now, 3.60 and best supported runner. And looking for the second pick now, you've got to go all the way down, and it's probably Canarchi. A fair way away, but with these scratching, it's taken a bit of juice out of this.
Wouldn't this race have been a competitive race with, you know, Star Sharp, Super Tycoon, and Thud? If they had have all stayed in it, I think Butter Boom would have been a slightly better price. Speaking of the Boom, I think he's got the speed to press on and take up the running if so desired. Isa Rich won't be far away. Night Rocker can hold its spot. Agamore and Canarchi, widely drawn, can also press forward, and No Bad Blood won't be too far away. So, look, there's pressure in numbers, so I'm tipping that they're going to generate a fair bit of... it'll be solid enough in this race for the backmarkers to get their chance.
Yeah, one of the hardest races of the day, I thought, Mike, even with those scratchings. And I'm going wide here with number 13, Iso Rich. As Mike suggests, there's good speed, and he's got drawn the one gate, lobbing behind that speed with the perfect run. He's a remarkable horse, Iso Rich. He's had at least one start every month all season with the exception of January, and he's racing better than ever. He comes out of a Wyong win last start where he beat Badajoz, who then came out and won at Randwick last week. Look, it's a tougher race, obviously, today, but with Taylor Marshall's claim, gets in well with the weights, will get the right run, and at $11, he'll give you a sight number 13, ISO Rich. Watch for number 14, No Bad Blood, to run a race here at odds too. He's resuming. Two trials have been excellent. He usually goes particularly well fresh. He had no luck at his last prep when he didn't race well first up, but prior to that, he'd never been out of the first two in his five previous first up runs. Drawn the ideal gate, and as I said, his two trials have been excellent, so he's back to something like his best form, and given that, he'll be right in the finish. Number 10, Kanachi, with the scratchings, comes into gate 11 now. His run at Randwick last start was outstanding behind Super Tycoon. He was 3 and 4 wide face breeze all the way. The problem is he may strike that again today, but if he can get any sort of luck from that awkward gate, he'll be right in the finish, Kanachi. And look, no knock on number 3, Butterboom. She's racing really well all winter, just creeping up to that 60 kilos, taking on the boys here, but she is drawn to get the right run. Really tough race, the last, to end the day. I've gone 13 ISO Rich each way from 14, 10 and 3.
Yeah, I've gone for one out of that ISO Rich race at Wyong there in Puzzling Wonder. Anthony Cummings trains this Northern Meteor gelding. He's had the 3 runs this prep. He was never on the track first up at Canterbury, never on the track second up at Kembla Grange, did a pretty good job in both. And then the Wyong run behind Isa Rich, he was back on the inside, had to come up underneath them in the straight in the worst ground, was sort of held up, but really did attack the line quite strongly in the latter stages. Now, it's only 1-2 from 12, but I just think if it can get Jason Collett and get into the right spot here, if it can repeat that finish at Wyong, I think it's going to be competitive in once again as what looks a tough race. 15 on top, 3 Butterboom, continues to race really well, this horse. Last two runs have both been here at Rose Hill in somewhat stronger grade in the fillies and mares races here. It's got to carry the 60 kilos, but in actual fact, it's not really going up much in the weights because the limits are different to what it was on its last start at Rose Hill. So it actually drops half a kilo if you look at it through the limit stuff. If it can get the right run up on the speed, not get driven too mad, I think this mare is going to have a kick at the end. 15 to beat 3. 4 Dragon Flyer, one that's had a freshen up and a cold trial. 1,200's a little bit short, but the soft track helps it to run on strongly here in the latter stages. And for 4th, number 10, Kanachi. Another one that's racing okay. Should get a reasonable run just behind them. And if so, gets its chance, especially with the soft track conditions around. On 15, a bit of value to beat 3, 4 and 10.
And Darren Flindell in the last likes, 14, No Bad Blood from One Night Rocker, 2 Hill Spy and 6 Agamore, 14, 1, 2, 6. Darren's best bet for the card is in the third, the tab, highway number 1, Starshaft. Ray, what's your best for the day?
Yeah, look, I like race 2, number 11, Kingsguard each way. And look, I'm banking on Extensible, resuming on a winning note, race 8, number 11, Extensible.
And for you, Mike?
In what looks to be an incredibly difficult day, with chances in many, many races, I've just got a real good feeling about Marin Ostro today. Race 6, number 4, with the blinkers going on, back to Rose Hill at his favourite trip, with the birthday boy on board, get the cash.
Righto, guys, thanks very much for your input. Ray, enjoy your afternoon.
Will do, Simon. Best of luck to listeners this afternoon as well.
And Mike, likewise, enjoy the day.
Cheers, Simon. Thanks, mate.
Now, Glenn, is the jockey challenge up and running?
Yes, it is, Simon. Speaking of the birthday boy, geez, he's got a big lot of pressure on him today, Ty. He's got 8 rides on the program. It's his birthday. He's the 270 favourite in the jockeys challenge over Brent Navdala and Tim Clark, 370. Sam Clipperton and Jason Collett, 13. Rory Hutchings and any other jockey, 14. And Tommy Berry at 17. And just to put a little bit more pressure on him, he's the subject of the everyday special today. Ty Anglin, $2.50 to ride 2 or more winners on the program at Rose Hill Garden. So happy birthday, mate, and good luck. And punch him around and ride as many as you like.
Right, Glenn. We'll get you back on shortly for the information, Caulfield.
No, sorry, Sim. I'll be in the car shortly because Sky Thoroughbred Central kicking off today at 10 a.m. with the Rose Hill preview.
Oh, fair enough. Yep. Thanks very much for your time then, Nuns.
Righto, mate.
Now, 2 minutes after 9, coming up, we'll have the Caulfield preview with Dean Lester and Mark Hunter.
When the traffic's going nowhere and you're stuck, then get carried away. Imagine you're relaxing with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Cabernet Merlot by DeBortley. Here's the traffic.
Now, if you want to go down to the Samoa over the weekend, we've got a few problems down there. First of all, Kosciuszko Road up into Perisher, but Alpine Way, change required in places. Snowy Mountains Highway, icy stretches from Park Boundary and Guthiga Road, change required up to the village, closer to home, up at Wall's End. We did have a smash there on the M1 and George Booth Drive. Just looking at the cameras, it's just been cleared in the last couple of minutes, but we're still seeing heavy northbound traffic past the site at the moment. That should settle down very shortly. Granville, still got the lights out there on Woodville Road and Crescent Street after an earlier smash this morning. Two power poles are out of the ground there. And around the airport, things are settling down on Marsh Street and Airport Drive around the international and domestic terminals. Get your fresh Australian produce from Aldi this week. Fresh potatoes and sweet potatoes, just $1.69 per kilo. And red capsicums, $2.99 per 1 kilo bag. Aldi, so fresh. I'm Dennis Lee on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love finding a winner in the world of sport or racing, make sure you join myself and Slats every morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. We'll give you the good oil, the late mail, and an insight with all the clubs. All that, plenty more, Big Sports Breakfast.
Say hello.
Entries for the 2017 Inglis Yearling Sale Series are now open. With record results achieved in 2016, along with new bonuses and incentives on offer, let us help you reach the best possible outcome for every yearling you choose to sell in 2017. Entries close August 1. To enter online today or for more information on Inglis innovative options that are set to maximise your returns, visit inglis.com.au.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Ruffin Racing.
Righto, welcome back. It's 4 minutes after nine at Caulfield this afternoon. We're out 10 metres on a good four for Sir John Monash Stakes Day. Mark Hunter joins me now. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Simon.
And Dean Lester's online. Good morning, Dina.
Yeah, hello, Simon.
Now, Caulfield today. Firstly, Mark, how do you think the track will play with the rail out 10?
Well, I think, I'm not really sure, Simon. Caulfield's always a wait and see for me, but the fact that it's drying out so much, it wouldn't shock if, you know, if there was no disadvantage early up the front, but always wait and see how it races for me at Caulfield.
Okay, so it was out 7 last time. We're out 10 today. Penetrometer 5.09. We'll get stuck into the preview. If Munsey in the car, I'll read out these tab prices for you. The first race is for 2-year-olds for the Jockeys Trust, and The trip here is 1,200 metres. The scratchings are 9, Rock and Roll Rock, and 15, Summer Wind. Now, with the market, 10 Sabrika is $3.40. 3 Woz and Me is at $4.60. $7 for 4 So-See Bon. $8.50 for 5 Gloriette and 6 Havildar. Dino, we'll start with your thoughts.
Yeah, I really like the win at Ballarat of Sabrika. It's had a little freshen up since then. That was 1,000 metres. I think it'll be better suited at 1,200. Looks quite a promising filly. I think 6 Havildar did more than enough in his first campaign. Resumes here a suitable race and has trialled up nicely. 5 Gloriette, likewise, showed ability in a 2 Melbourne runs early in her career, and then her last run at Moonee Valley has had a soft trial at Rose Hill, and 2 Lessard first up. 1,200 should suit next best. 10, 6, 5 and 2.
10, 6, 5 and 2. And Mark, your thoughts?
I've got the same number, Simon, just in a different order. I'm with Dean here, number 10, Sabrika. I thought that was an outstanding win at Ballarat. It was back in the field, chasing some pretty handy horses up the front. It got clear and just sprouted wings. I guess the one issue you've got is getting back on top of the ground. It was a Sebring on the soft ground there at Ballarat, but if it brings that wet track form to the dry here, I think it's the one to beat. To beat number 2, Lessard, who comes off the autumn form, raced well there. 6, Havilda, had a couple of trials. I thought the one with the blinkers recently was good. And 5, Gloriette, who was given that soft trial in Sydney, did look to be going well back in the field. 10-2-6-5.
10-2-6-5 from Mark Hunter. Race number 2 is over 1,200 for the 3-year-old fillies. The blinkers come on to 9, Bleef Bell. Scratchings are 5, Dimfnar, and 6, Sky Dazzle. So a field of 13. And the market's got 3, Majestic Lass, 360. 2, Lady Esprit, 460. 4, Anatola, 480. And Mark number 1, Fireworks, at $8.50.
Yeah, I'm tipping an early double here for the Hayes stable. I think number 3, Majestic Glass. Look, I think it's one of the better bets of the day. It's had one go for them. It was a good win on the synthetic. It's had a bit of time between runs. It draws for a beautiful run here. There's not breakneck speed. It should be able to park leaders back. I think it just needs to get clear and it will win. Second, I've gone for number 7, Powerful Story, who's drawn wide, but I think can get across pretty comfortably and run well. Number one, Fireworks, fitter for one run back, might improve. And maybe number 12, Style Maker, can get into a place. But I think with even luck, three will win. 3, 7, 1, and 12.
3, 7, 1, 12 numbers from Mark and Dina.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Anatola. She was disappointing first up, but that was such a fast race, and a lot of horses off the bit very early in that race, and she was one of them. I think it's a totally different scenario here. Drawn wide, I don't think she has to bustle up early. Can just come across probably with the likes of Powerful Story that Mark mentioned, and I think it's a pretty easy run up on the speed. I could see her turning her form around. Majestic Lass is the danger. She'll get a lovely run from the draw. She did enough in winning first up. Fireworks comes through a lot stronger race, I think, through the Lord Von Costa form line than Spieth and Co. at Flemington. And 13, Smoke and Valentina. I think she's going to go very close to winning. She ran out of room at Sale. Could be one at odds to consider. 4, 3, 1, and 13.
4, 3, 1, 13. The third race is over 2,000 metres for three-year-olds. And the one scratching is number 5, Prince of Babylon. The market has got 2, Fearless Raider, $3. 1, Hursley, $4.20. $7 for 3, Ola Nera, and then $8.50, Dean, for 6, Big Quid.
Yeah, I'm very keen on Fearless Raider with the one proviso that this is the firmest track that he's raced on, but he had the challenge of jumping in distance last start. He didn't have the best of runs, and he's still powered to the line. Gets Dwayne Dunn today. I think if he adapts to this ground well, he's the one to beat. Big Quid, 3 runs to date, all on the synthetic, have all been sound. I think gets a senior rider today and out to a longer trip. He looks an improver. Hursley, his best form has been in Melbourne, but his best form has also been on soft ground. That's the query onto the drier track today. And Perfect Lifeline ran right through the line very well at Pakenham last start. And Zabil out to a longer trip, he might be an improver at this sort of distance. 2, 6, 1, and 7.
2, 6, 1, 7 from Dean. And Mark, your thoughts in the third?
I don't like this race, Simon. I think, as Dean mentioned, you've got wet trackers getting back onto the dry here, and I'm just not sure which way to go. I tip number one, Hursley. No doubt its best form is on wet ground, but it's in racing in terrific form to beat number 6, Big Quid. Wants to lay in really badly, this horse, but certainly got a staying future. 3, Ola Nera. It's one that probably won't be disadvantaged getting back onto firmer ground. And 2, Fearless Raider. Really nice stayer, just not sure if it will cope with that dry ground. 1, 6, 3, and 2.
1, 6, 3, 2, race number 4 over 2,000 metres, an open handicap. The tongue tie on Shizotso, blinkers back on Au Revoir. In fact, it's a scratching Au Revoir. We'll take that one out of the equation. 12, Charity Lane, the other scratching, so numbers 2 and 12 out. 1, Longeron's at 3.20 and your favourite. 3, Kapoor, 6, Bondiger are both at $5.50. 8, Shizotso is also on that line at $5.50. And Mark, 4, Self Sense for David Brightoak is in single figures at $8.50.
Yeah, I'm tipping number 6 here, Simon Bondiger. I thought it had its first run for Darren Weir. It was well backed, and I just thought they gave it absolutely no hope. Just dragged it out of the race early. It was a mile back. It was a sprint home, and it just had to make too long a run. I think fitter for that run, Craig Williams takes over from a better draw to beat number 1, Longeron, who's just flying. It'll go forward, control the race, and be very hard to beat again. 3, Kapoor is ready to win. And 8, Casoso, getting on top of the ground, outing trip with the claim, has got plenty going for it. 6, 1, 3, and 8.
6, 1, 3, 8 from Mark. Dean, what are your thoughts on this race?
Put in a carbon for me, Simon. 6, 1, 3, and 8. I think Bondiga's got a great chance. His sectional times from the 1,000 to about the 200 were amazing because he was too far out of the race. One of his stable mates got in the way. He virtually had to do it all by himself, and no wonder he peaked on his run late. I think it's a different scenario altogether today. Williams aboard. 6 to beat 1, Longeron in great form. 3, Kapoor. Would have preferred him on softer ground, but he does have some reasonable dry track form, placing in a Grafton Cup. And 8, Schizozo, who raced in very limited room last start, right down in the weights here. 6, 1, 3 and 8.
6, 1, 3, 8 from Dino. Now, the TAB Supports Jockey Trust is race 5. It's for 3-year-olds over 1,400 metres. Scratchings are 5, Makatiti, 9, Equinova, and 12, Indiana Wolf. The market's got 1, Mr. Individual, $3.10. 2, Divine Mr. Rati, $5.50. 3, Stormcraft, $6. And 10, Twisting Typhoon Dean, $6.50.
Yeah, this is a race I'm not that keen on, Simon. I'm going to go with Devil's Pinch, number 4, who I thought did a good job to win first up and then had no chance given the structure of the race at Sandown. 1,400 gets Damien Oliver here. I'm going to go with him to beat 1, Mr. Individual. time for him to win a race. He's much hyped, and he's a talented horse. He's now just got to go and do it. His runs in Brisbane were okay. Stormcraft was really poor last start, but whether it was the soft ground or he just wasn't right on the day, but the blinkers go on here, he could improve, and Divine Mr. Artie gets back, but he's always strong late and he's got a chance, but as I said, not that keen here. 4-1-3-2.
4-1-3-2, low confidence levels for you too, mate?
No, look, I don't mind number one, Mr. Individual Simon. I think it's the best weighted horse all day. As Ben said, runs in Queensland were okay without raving. I just think it goes forward, gets a lovely run on the speed. The claim for Ben Thompson, I just think its best form wins the race. To beat number two, Divine Mr. Artie, probably should have won last start. Has got a great chance again. 10 Twisting Typhoons getting fitter. And number seven, Portion Control, gets a nice run behind them. 1 from 2, 10 and 7.
Well, 1, 2, 10, 7 numbers there from Mark Hunter. Across to Rake 6, the first leg of the Quaddie in Melbourne at 5-3, the National Jockeys Trust Plate. This one's over 1,400 metres, and the scratchings are 7 Boxer Frogs, 14 North Rosa, and then Emergency 17 Scarpa Cove and 18 Prima. Now, at the fixed odds, 9 Candace is the $4 favourite, $7 for 4 Marwood, $7.50 for 1 So Does He, $8.50 for 6 Best Suggestion, and then $9.50 for 3 Hard Call and 5 Caprizi. Does there look genuine tempo in this race, Mark?
Simon, this race here, I've probably got not really Fast Approaching or Candace or... No, there's a few that go forward, but not too much pressure in the race. I don't like this race. I'm tipping number 9, Candace. It was good first up. It'll be fitter. I think it's the one to beat, but by no means a good thing. To beat number 6, Best Suggestion, who should have won last start. Dwayne Dunn just outrode them there at Sandown. 3 Hard Call, coming off a little break, has trialled quite well. And number 1, So Does He, who's back in good form. Tough race for me, 9, 6, 3 and 1.
So 9, 6, 3, 1 from Mark. And for you, Dean?
Yeah, load up leg of the quaddie for me, Simon. I'm going 5, Caprese, who I think last two runs have been good. Don't think he's had the best of luck. It's a senior rider today to beat 11. I'm Ablaze, who was totally luckless last start from start to finish of the race, really. Up to 1,400 should be okay. Camdus was a really good run first up. I still think he might be a really good 1,200-metre horse, and he's won at 14, but I don't know if it's his best work. We'll see today where he sits, and so does he, who's always a chance in these races. But, yeah, take as many as you can afford in this leg of the quaddie. 5-11-9-1.
5-11-9-1, race 6, race 7 to precede the feature. Now, this one's over 1,400 metres, and there's no scratchings. We've got the full field of 11. Mick Price has got Duke of Brunswick, number 3. It's come up the favourite at 280. 8 Ullman is $3.30. And then the market's got the rest in double figures. It'll be $11 for 10 Like a Day. And your next best, 13 for both 1 Hosting and 5 Majestic Dukedoon.
Yeah, Simon, I'm going to go with Duke of Brunswick. I just think the scenario is pretty good for him. All the speed horses are drawn wide, so they've got to press on, which should allow him to get that bit of cover that he needs to run 1,400 metres. I just think it's a pretty suitable scenario for him again. Majestic Duke's going really well. He hasn't had the best of runs. Both runs this time in, he'll need a little bit of luck from the draw, but he's ready to run to his absolute best. They overdo it up front. Hosting's the one that might just zoom down the outside and run very well here with the claim. He looks pretty well treated, and Ullman will probably track Duke of Brunswick into the race, and whether he can get past him is the challenge. 3, 5, 1 and 8.
3, 5, 1, 8 from Dean. And Mark, you're a little more confident with this race?
Look, I think this is the best value for the day, Simon. Number 5, Majestic Duke. As Dean said, the horse is flying. It's had 2 runs down the straight, which is just totally unsuitable. It's been ridden too close, but both runs have been good. I'm hoping here that the new boy gets across and leads. Majestic Duke follows across and parks up outside it. Controls the race. I think it's got a fantastic chance at double-figure odds. To beat number 2, Gracious Prospect. This was enormous first up, this horse. It was wide on the leader's track. It ran well. Has been scratched since. I don't know what happened there. I think if it's right, it's got a terrific hope. 3 Duke of Brunswick got all the favours last time. It's certainly got a winning chance. And number 1, Hosting, who was really strong through the line first up and will be running on. I think 5's got a great hope here. 5, 2, 3 and 1.
5, 2, 3, 1. With the fixed odds, Majestic Duke did open $17, is now $13, so has been met with support. Righto, that brings us to our feature race, gentlemen. Race 8 is the Group 3's John Monash Stakes. It's a weight for age over 1,100. Now, the one scratching is down the bottom there for Hayes and Dabbing. 16 KJ's Joy has come out. With the fixed odds, there's been money for Fast and Rocking, $4 into $3.80, number one. Next best would be $6 for 13 Wild Rain. Did get the $6.50, but back into six. $7 for 3 Lord of the Sky, and $7 as well for number 14 Girl Guide. And the other one there in single figures is number 15 Atmospherical, which has been $9.50 to $10, back into $9.50. How does the speed map look for the Sir John Monash this year, Dean?
Simon, I'm thinking that the speed, well, I mean, you would expect Lord of the Sky to be there as long as he begins okay. Run Sardi will use its inside draw and get running. Mirage, Wild Rain, Tudor from out wider are probably the five most likely to go forward, and it should be a good speed.
So it could play into the hands of a horse like Fast and Rocking.
Well, it could. He's going to get back, and he'll need a good duck and weave ride from Dwayne Dunn, but he's certainly got the best form, and he is a good Caulfield horse. He's been close up in a couple of Oakley plates at this track and distance, so, gee, I think he's the one to beat. I think the danger's Wild Rain. I think they're the two for mine. Wild Rain's going to be up on the speed. She's trialled up well for this. Looks a real target race for her. Five, Le Bon Sir's going to be a roughie. He's an old-timer, but from barrier one, he'll probably just do very little work, be poking along. So will 15 Atmospherical first, full preparation for Robert Smurden next best. 113, 515.
So 113, 515 for Dean Lester in the John Monash. And Mark Hunter, what are your thoughts?
Simon, for me, it's either Fast and Rocking or I've got no idea. I think, as Dean said, it's going to take a great ride by Dwayne. He'll be back in the last handful of horses, just needing a little bit of luck. I think it's clearly the best horse in the race. If he plots the right path, I think he will get over the top and win. I threw number 14, Girl Guide, in for second, who's had a couple of goes for Kieran Maher and going okay. 13, Wild Rain's trialled up quite well. And 6, Thermal Current, who's just got that race fitness and a nice barrier draw. Clearly one for me from 14, 13 and 6.
A 1, 14, 13, 6. And a significant gear change with Paddy Payne's run of the Cynic. The horse has been gelded.
Yeah, I think that might be just a clerical thing, Simon. I think he was gelded up in Hong Kong.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then fair enough. Righto, let's move on to the last race, number 9. This one's for the mares over 1,200 metres. Take out 6, Kiavari, and 11, Magnus Slipper. Now, let's take a look at the market. Henry Dwyer's got the favourite, number 8, Beirut. She's at $3.40. $4.80 for 1, Vibrant Rouge. $7 for 2, My Sister Lil. $8 for 10, Kansas Sunflower, of course, staying in Melbourne, not racing in Sydney. And then Miss Soft Hands, number 3, she's at $10. Mark, what are your thoughts on the closer?
On with the topic, Simon, number 1, Vibrant Rouge. I thought it was enormous last start, running 5th. It sort of went forward, then got dragged back. It was very strong through the line. It's going to need a little bit of luck from the barrier draw here. If it gets it, I think it can win. To beat number 8, Beirut, who looks like getting the lead very comfortably. There's no pressure in this race. Been flying along on wet ground. Just has to bring that back to the dry. Number 3, Miss Soft Hands, will be running on first up. And 13, Canyana, had absolutely no luck at Bendigo. It's not far off a win. 1, 8, 3 and 13.
1, 8, 3, 13 from Mark and Dina.
Yeah, I share the confidence about Vibrant Rouge. I thought she probably should have won last time, and this is actually a better option for her on drier ground. Fitter again, well-placed, very hard to beat. My Sister Lil's the danger. She comes through good races last time in. She's very well-placed here, and with the claim, she's very well-weighted. 13, Canyana, was terrific at Bendigo. I think with 52.5, she'll run well. And 5, Shades of Valor, was underdone last start. She needed that run. She can improve. 1, 2, 13 and 5.
1, 2, 13, 5 from Dino in the last. And Dean, while I've got you there, what was your best for today?
Simon, I like race 3, number 2, Fearless Raider, and the last, race 9, number 1, Vibrant Rouge.
Thanks very much for your time, Dean. Enjoy Caulfield this afternoon.
Fantastic. Thanks, Simon.
And Mark, your best?
Oh, Simon, I'll go race 2, number 3, Majestic Class, the best, and the best value, race 7, number 5, each way, Majestic Duke.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks very much, Mark.
Thanks, Simon.
22 after 9. I'll take a quick check with the jockey challenge for Caulfield. In a moment, I'll run through those final scratchings for Kembla Grange as well as Eagle Farm. Now, at the Jockey Challenge at Melbourne this afternoon, Dwayne Dunn's $1.70. Craig Williams is $3.40. Michael D, $6.50. $13 then for any other jockey. Craig Williams, second favourite, though, even though he's ahead of Dwayne Dunn in the Premiership. It's approaching 23 past nine. We'll take a quick break.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
At Bing Lee, buy any Sony 4K Ultra HD television and get a Bing Lee gift card to the value of 10% of your purchase on the spot to spend store-wide. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Ruffin Racing.
Coming up at 9:30, we'll take a look at racing at Eagle Farm with Bernie Cooper. Wayne Harris to preview Kembla Grange for us at 9:45, and then Tab Talk with Nick Quinn at 10 o'clock. Running through final scratchings for Kembla Grange. Now, there's 15 in total. Race 1, scratch 7, Royal Dynasty. Race 1, number 7. Race 2, scratch 7, Speed Hero. Race 2, number 7. Third race, take out 3, Farson, 5, Royal Navy. 15 engaging and 16 mop the floor, so 3, 5, 15, 16. Race 4, scratch 8, Express Point, race 4, number 8. Race 5, remove 6, Cannon Run and 12, Celtic Kiss, 6 and 12. Race 6, scratch 9, My Tire Lady and 15, Sunjean, 9 and 15. Race 7, scratch 6, Classina and 15, Jacqueline, 6 and 15. And race 8, scratch 2, Puzzling Wonder and 14, Louis Choice, 2 and 14. For the Tuncurry Foster Jockey Club meeting today, there's 8 final scratchings. Race 1, take out 5, Shirani. Race 1, number 5. Race 2, scratch 11, Rose Affair and 14, Zero Jester, 11 and 14. From race 4, take out 2, Mr. Bon Jovi. Race 4, number 2. Race 5, scratch 10, Loading. Race 5, number 10. And race 6, scratch 13, Cinder Blue. 14, Bowl Cult. And 15, Savage Q. 13, 14 and 15. Taking a look at the final scratchings for Eagle Farm, the preview shortly. Now there's 27 of them. Race 1, scratch 2, Guard of Honour. 5, Argyle Bay. 6, Rare Occurrence. 8, Euthred. 13, Tay Swift. 2, 5, 6, 8 and 13. A race to emergencies, 15, 16, 17 out. Race 3, take 2, Timeless Prince and 4, Beatniks, 2 and 4. Race 5, scratch 1, Umgini, 4, Right to Rome, 6, Marksfield, then 19, 20 and 21. That's 1, 4, 6, 19, 20 and 21. Race 6, take out 7, Tenorino, 8, Nero Davola and 10, Mystical Renegade, 7, 8 and 10. Race 7, scratch 5, Budget Bender, 11, Voltaire Lumiere, 16, No More Mistakes, and 17, Try and Catch Me, 5, 11, 16, and 17. And Race 8, Scratch 1, Coloured Charge, 13, Emerald City, 14, Murder of Crows, and 16, Kanji, 1, 13, 14, and 16. And for Gawler, their final now, there's 18 of them. Race 1, take out 1, Zitalio, and 5, Gold Aplenty, 1 and 5. Race 2, scratch 1, About the Journey. Race 2, number 1. Third race, scratch 1, Reigning. Race 3, Horse 1. Race 4, scratch 10, Princess 7 and 12, Ionosphere, 10 and 12. Race 5, Put the Pen Through, 3, Suspended Gem, 6, Bella Sposa, 10, Racconi, and 13, Mr. Andre, 3, 6, 10 and 13. Race 6, Clear. Race 7, Scratch 3, Mr. Shard, 5, to Circles, 3 and 5. Race 8, Remove 4, Waltzthorpe, Store and 10, Pendlebury, 4 and 10. And Race 9, At Gawler, Take 1, Alabama Missile, 2, Fine Approach, and 11, Miss Murra, 1, 2 and 11. That brings us up to date with the finalised scratchings. Now, before Bernie joins us from the ATC, Brett Devine is here. Brett, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon, and good morning to all the punters out there. And isn't it wonderful to wake up to such a clear, beautiful, sunny winter's day? Nice and warm to get out to the track.
Yeah, it's been pretty cold lately, but lately, fortunately, the rain has stayed away for the last day or two. What can you lead us into with the meeting at Rose Hill today?
Yeah, look, another fantastic opportunity, Simon, for people to get up there to Rose Hill Gardens if they haven't been in recent times to see the renovations that have happened up there. Quite spectacular, really. Best part of $28 million is being spent on Rose Hill Gardens at the moment. And two of the three stages are finished in all of the ground level and level one areas for members and for the general admission public have been completed, look, it's just brought Rosehill Gardens right up to standard and has made this race course even more comfortable and an even better spectator venue than it already was. So, look, as I say, a beautiful day today to go out and enjoy some of the sunshine, but then get inside and really enjoy a lot of the facilities that are on offer at Rosehill Gardens. It really is turning into something special. And by spring, we're hopeful we'll finish stage three, which will be a full renovation of level three, which includes that outstanding area in the Winning Post restaurant and all that whole area through there, Simon. There'll also be a multi-purpose function centre up there. So, look, good meeting today. Big fields. Great opportunity to enjoy some warmth in the sunshine.
Yeah, and you just feel getting into the back half of July now. We're on the upward trajectory towards spring. There's a Group 3 weight for age race in Melbourne today that punters can keep an eye on. So, it's a good time of the year. Probably still a few weeks away from some of the good horses stepping out, but it's just around the corner.
Look, we certainly are. And, look, I guess one day for people to keep an eye on is only a couple of weeks away, the Missile Stakes and, of course, Capitalist trialled yesterday, and he's earmarked to make his return, the Golden Longines Golden Slipper winner. So, look, it's only really just around the corner for Sydney as well, and just on the horizon, of course, Winx. But, look, there's a couple of other race days. We should mention next Saturday, Simon, is actually at Canterbury Park. So, again, another wonderful opportunity. That's a great spectator venue and a great opportunity to go out and share that great track with the local community and to get up close to the action. And on August 6th is Bledisloe Cup Festival Race Day, and some tickets are on sale there. That's at Royal Randwick on August 6th. And, look, this is a wonderful opportunity to support the Bledisloe Cup and the Rugby and Rugby Racing Luncheon, raising money there for charity for the hospitals. And, of course, as we say, spring is just around the corner, and anybody that wants to book some tickets for those big race days coming up, go to theatc.com.au. A lot of those tickets are on sale early, and if we really want to look forward, Melbourne Cup Day, which is always very popular, Simon, and sells out pretty quick, book your tickets to that and get set for another great spring of racing.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for your time, Brett, and enjoy the gardens this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Simon. Good luck to all the punters.
There he is, Brett Devine from the ATC. Now, the time is right on 9:30, and we're able to turn our attention to this meeting at Eagle Farm. Rail is back in the True today. Bernie Cooper, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Nice to be joining you. We're a bit sort of up in the air, really, with the weather here today in Queensland. They're forecasting a bit of rain. We haven't had any as yet. We're on a soft 5. And obviously we've got that rail back in the True position, so that's a pad that we haven't been on since they opened the track. So we don't know how that's going to play either. So it's a bit difficult today. We'll just have to sort of make it up, I think. We'll see how the first maybe two or three races pan out, then you'll have a good idea, I think.
Yeah, well, you had those Sean Bridges on this morning. He thinks it could be an advantage to be sort of down on the drawn inside near the rail.
Well, yes, you would think so. And given that... given that we haven't actually had any rain yet, one would think it would be fine in there. But obviously, if we get rain, it might top out a bit. But either way, they've got, 40, 50-odd metres of a beautiful track. Whether they've got a race on the inside, the outside or the middle, there's plenty of room.
Let's take a look at the card, Bernie. Race one is for two-year-olds over 1,200 metres. Numbers 2, 5, 6, 8 and 13 are the scratchings. Now, the market's got one happy event, $2.40, $3 for 4 downloading and $4.60 for 10 River Racer.
Yeah, look, I really tried to pick away from the favourite here, but I ended up coming back to her. She's push-button little race filly. She gets out. She can take a sit. She can lead. She's drawn one. She's got 3 kilos off her back here again today. And she's, unlike the others that have been racing in maidens, a lot of them anyway, she's been racing in the open two-year-old. So I'm going to tip her on top to beat the 4 downloading. I like the fact that he took a sit the other day. He's just got such a fast sprint when they ask him to go that maybe he just let down a little too quick the other day and he was run down late. Put through to 10 in River Racer, who ran second to downloading in that same race, and Seven. I think Seven should have won at the Coast, actually, that's debut run. Blinkers go on today. It could be a little bit of a surprise packet, I think, the Seven. So 1-4-10-7.
1-4-10-7 in the first. Race number two, a Class 3 over 1,800 metres. The emergencies come out. One Artaby is at $3.60. $5.50 for three Collateral. $7 for 14 in the Kitty, and there's two at the $8.50 quote, five Kashan and eight Don't Tell Mama.
Yeah, I've gone pretty wide here, and I'm having a crack at, I think it's about 20 to 1. What price have you got? Eight Below.
Below is, eight Below rather, is what number's eight Below?
13.
It's always confusing when they've got a number in there, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. number 13, eight Below, it's
$19. $19. Well, do you know what? That's the right price. She's only a Class 1 winner at her last start, but she did do it with her ears pricked and she rounded them up from the tail of the field. And she's nicely bred, filly by Sebring from the Gillian Heinrich stable. And I just think she's going to stick on all day, this girl. And in a race that looks, you know, pretty open, you've got a favourite that hasn't won for a long time. You've got a number two's first up for 2 years. Collateral's progressive. A couple of others probably not in career best form. So I think it's a very open race. I thought I'd have a crack at this 20 to 1 shot. Through the three and for second, Collateral, Artaby's got to be in the mix. And then I went the way of 12, Sentimental Prince. But pretty open race for mine. 13-3-1-12.
13-3-1-12 the second. The third race, an open handicap, 1,400. The trip, Scratchings are two Timeless Prince and four Beatniks. So just the six running here. And one Saluters, 270. Six Beckham, 350. And three Trubia, Bernie, $4.
Yeah, that's, I'm surprised Trubia is still $4. Mind you, I'm going the way of Saluter anyway because I just love these last two runs. And even his first up run was great under a big weight there at the Sunshine Coast. So this is a horse that never lies down. I'm just wondering who will be the leader here today, Saluter or Beckham, because they're both natural leaders. And I get the feeling Beckham might push on and perhaps lead Saluter, but Saluter's fine also to take a sit. His run in the Glasshouse was super. He's beaten by a horse that really relished the conditions there. He's not, it was a good, but it was a good four, and if anything, it was a little on the softer side. If I was to say anything, I'd probably salute if, you know, his favourite on a firmer track, which could be his worry here today, really, Simon. But anyway, Beckham, Oaken Arthur, I think, progressive. He's really come back. A nice horse. He had a super prep last time in. Great run in a 1,000-metre race, which wasn't suitable. Just a barrier trial, really, for him the other day, in on the minimum here. Three Trubia. He comes out of some good races, doesn't he? The BRC Sprint, the QDC Cup, and then the I-Line. And Knights Legends, of course, won again in Sydney since. So Blinkers go on today in Barrier 2. I prefer this horse when he's actually out the back and ridden cold, and I get the feeling Blinkers fire him up. But I have seen him win from being up running about third on the speed before. So, yeah, Maxwell today, that horse. And six, Beckham, he probably laughs, he's fit and healthy. Going well, 1-5-3-6.
1-5-3-6. Race 4 is the Variety Queensland Cup, 3,200 metres and at listed level. Now, there's a field of 10 here with no scratchings. And it's four Murphy's Delight, who's $2.50. Two, Gia Jaguan is $3.20. Seven, Viva Espana, $7. And one Instrumentalist, $7.50.
Yeah, I've got the top four here in my market, on my picks, rather. Jaguan is going to be my pick here from the John Thompson stable with Damien Brown. They just walked early in that race he was in, or she was in the other day, that Toucan Chew won. And it probably, you know, made it a little more difficult for her to make up the ground that she needed to do. She's coming out of nice races, you know, your Winter Cups, a few group listed races in there as well. So I think it's her turn here today. I know she's run three times at 2,400 and yet to win 2 mile, but I think she can do that today. Instrumentalist, I thought, was pretty bold in his last two runs, the Ipswich Cup and the Sunshine Cup. So I've got him in for second. Murphy's Delight's got to be in the mix, obviously, with Chris Waller and Jim Byrne on board. Comes out of the Stayers Cup there in a benchmark 78 last time out. Carried the big weight. And three tunes for four. 2-1-4-3.
2-1-4 and three there. That's in the Cup, the Queensland Cup. Now let's move over to race five. This one's over 1,400. Scratchings are 1, 4, 6, then 19 through 21. And Mjern Baker's got the favourite here, Embley. It's tab number 8. It's at $3.60. 5 1-inch punch is $4.50. 15 Monster of Energy, $7. $9.50 then for 7 Bracteate.
Yeah, I've gone the way of the 5-year, 1-inch punch. In fact, I thought he was a special. I think he's going to love Eagle Farm today. I think he's only just hitting his straps now. 1,400 looks ideal. I think he probably could have even stepped to a mile now, this horse, but that's probably where you see him at next time. And he just won as he liked. Had a little bit of trouble getting around at about the furlong, and then once he got out, he just blew them away. I know he's had a midweek grade, but I think he's got a lot of improvement in him, this horse. Through Bracketate, in for second, obviously his Warwick Farm form last time out at the beginning of June. Looks like it'll measure up. He's had to change stable. I'm not sure if he's out at Canunga or if he's in the city, this horse, but the Queensland Sun and his back would have done him well. Through the 15 in, the 15 being Monster of Energy. I think they let him bowl again here today to the front. There's probably a couple might want to keep him company, but he was good. He was brilliant when he midweek racing last time out. I threw in the 3, Dowdy is my roughy. I think he comes screaming across from the outside gate. And he's the winner of 8 races previously. And I don't mind wide gates sometimes from the 1,400 here. So 5, 7, 15, 3.
5, 7, 15, 3 there. Now race 6 for 3-year-olds. 1,500 the trip. Scratchings 7, 8 and 10. 5, Salmanazar for Tony Gollins. $2.25. 11 Sagaron is $5.50, $7 for both 1 Mr. Epic as well as 5 Arthur Lerar.
Yeah, I think he's a special today, Salmanazar, and I think the $2.20 is probably as good as he's going to get. So I think the 1500 is beautiful for him. He's been a great specimen of a horse, this guy. He's big and strong, and I think each time he steps out, he really does lift it up a notch. And he ran into Soul for Song last time out. There's a narrow margin between them. And he's just a really impressive horse to look at, both physically and to watch him race. So I think from the gate today, you know, I think there's a couple of that will put some nice speed into the race, and hopefully he can get into a good spot, sort of 2 or 3 pairs back, one off the fence would be super. And I think he'll just be too good for them. I threw the 13 in as a danger. Our Story, who was a brilliant run. Arthur Loire and herself went around at the Sunshine Coast last time out, and I think her run was even a bit better. The 11th Saga has got to be in the mix, and obviously 4 Arthur Loire as well. So 5, 13, 11 and 4.
5, 13, 11, 4, race 6. Race 7, a 1,200 metre class 6. Scratch 5, 11, 16, 17. Tongue tie on to number 8, Mr. 111. Now, when the market went up, most important number 15 was 260, now 235. So 260 into 235, most important. 6 Launder Heroes, $5.50. 7.50 for 1 Crossroad in from 9.50. And there's 2 at $10 there. Numbers 2 and 3, Red Dynamite and Royal Occasion.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing about this race, Simon, is there's a lot of wet trackers in it. So that's going to make it all the more interesting for this 3-year-old that takes on the older horses here today. Look, I went looking for a bit of value this time, and I come up with a surgery. I probably don't tip her with massive confidence, but I do think it's a winnable race for her. If they happen to be scouting wide, don't be surprised if she takes a shortcut up the inside. She raced a so-so field first up, beaten by Moss Harry, but she tugged a bit from the half mile to the 400, and she sort of wanted to get ripping. And then when they straightened up, they took off, and she was left a little bit flat-footed. But she still was doing her best work late. She's a little mare that races really well second up. I have to say, probably at her best second up. She's on a nice weight. She's got a track to suit her here today, and she loves a wet track. So even though the horses she's been beating might not be as good as some of the others, I think she maps beautifully and ticks a lot of boxes here today. I see the 15, the favourite in. Obviously, he's going great, this guy. He's by I Am Invincible. He's a neat little sort. He's been gelded this preparation. He looks a bit more true. And he's not a messy pre-race. He's still messy, but he used to be an absolute wreck pre-race. So the 16, Londa Hero. Bad gate, but he goes back to last anyway. It's just whether or not they go fast enough for him here early on. And then I threw in the 2, Red Dynamite, for 4,
12, 15, 6 and 2.
12, 15, 6 and 2. $13 currently with the tab fixed odds there for a Sertry. And race 8, the last 1600 metre class. 6 take out 1, 13, 14 and 16. Now the market, 5 outraged, has been 5 into 460. 4 deconstructed, has been 850 into $6. 6 Sabcat has been 6 into 550. 10 Animan's been 10 into 8. 11 Best Case, 8 into 750. And 12 Desert General has been 8 to 750, back to $8. So they've given a bit of hope to most of these runners, Bernie.
Yeah, I think Animan's a great bet, and you can probably even go each way with him here. He's a stayer that's resumed with 2 eye-catching runs. So first up, you sort of thought, oh, well, that's a super run fresh and probably won't be able to do it second up. Bang, he does it again second up. So screaming out for the mile here today. They've been 12 and 13.50. Fine Mossman, loves the wet track, good gate. Jimmy Byrne on board. So he does tick every box, and at 8 to 1, he's a pretty nice price there as well. So I'm going his way above the 6. Sabcat was a good run at the sunny coast, and he could very well win this race. Sometimes he just lacks that little bit of dash. He's more of a grinder, and I think Eagle Farm something might wear him down. Outrage was on the worst part of the track, and he's just the sort of horse that turns it up a bit, really, if he's not on the outside of other horses. So unfortunately for him, he's drawn 2 again here today. Could be tricky. And then I threw in Yoho, always gets out, puts himself in the race and does his best. So 10, 6, 5 and 9.
10, 6, 5 and 9 in the lucky last. And before you go, Bernie, what was the best for the day?
Yeah, I made one inch punch my best, race 5, number 5. And I'm pretty sure I made Del Manazar. I know he's shorter, about 220. But I think he's a good thing as well. Was that race 6? I'm just race 6, number 5 as well.
That's the one. Good stuff. Thanks very much for your time, Bernie. Enjoy the day.
You too. See you, Simon.
Bernie Cooper there with her look at Eagle Farm at 16 to 10. We'll take a break and then put the eye on Kembla Grange.
Sky Sports Radio has Tab Talk every morning at 10. Racing, sports, guests galore, and the all-important tab markets. Join the Tab Talk family every morning on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
He's the level round jump winner! $1 million camp! 1:50 and 2! The fastest little mile jump in history!
$1 million camp. Already the sire of a $1 million horse in the US, PH Supercam. $1 million Cam. Standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales, the go-ahead state in breeding and racing. Visit yerribee.com.au. That's yerribee.com.au.
At Bingley, buy any Sony 4K Ultra HD television and get a Bingley gift card to the value of 10% of your purchase on the spot to spend store-wide. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's amazing everyday value. Find out more at tab.com.au.
Just quickly, that Eagle Farm Jockey Challenge is up and running. Jim Burns, $1.95. Jeff Lloyd, $3.80. Josh Oliver, $6. Tegan Harrison at $8. Kembla Grange this afternoon. We are on a soft 5. Wayne Harris, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Yeah, we've got 8 races today. We've got to, I think, a soft 5 at the moment. The weather's been very, very good down here the past couple of days. Pretty competitive racing today. It was very tough doing the form, but hopefully we can find a few winners.
Let's take a look at the card, Wayne. The first race, Stuart, 6 minutes to midday. It's a 2,000-metre maiden at set weights. Now, the scratching is Anthony Cummings, runner, number 7, Royal Dynasty. The market's got 4 Citrus, $2.80. 2 Royal Reggie, 5 Counterfire, both at $4.60. 3 St. Jerome, 6 Kingsmen, $6. And 9 Star of the Ring, Wayne, is $8.
Tricky race to kick off proceedings. There always are these 2,000-metre races, especially the maidens. So I've gone this way, 4, 2, 9 and 5. A lightly raced horse, number 4, Citrus, from the Chris Waller camp. Chris O'Brien rides today. He's been very one-paced at his 2 career runs. Only being lightly raced, stepping up to 2,000 metres, I thought he had the scope there to, we've got to put him on top. Very consistent horse, number 2, Royal Reggie. He's had 7 placings out of 13 starts. He's busting to win a race, and he hasn't been beaten far. He'll race up on the pace and be pretty hard to beat. Number 9, Star of the Ring, not beaten far in all her career runs. Trained here on the track, I'm sure she'll be competitive. We'll try number 5, Counterfire. I really think he'll appreciate the slightly drier track here today. He's been another one that's been around the money. Very, very tricky race. But I went this way, 4, 2, 9, and 5.
4, 2, 9, 5, race one. Race two is a 1,200-metre maiden. The scratching is 7-speed hero. The market's got one Black IP at $2.60. Two Pomelo is $3.50. Four Ready Above and six Shebe Bossy, about $6.
I've got 1, 2, 6, and 4. He's been good in all his career runs. Number one, Black Eyed Pea. It's his fourth run today, fourth run this prep too. He looked the winner last start at Newcastle on that Beaumont track, and he was ambushed by the winner, Multitude. It looked like he was just struggling to get through between a couple of horses and ambushed, as I said, with Multitude flying down the outside and grabbing him right on the line. I think with a claim here today, Penny mightn't have just quite dropped with him yet, but geez, I think he's the one to beat. Number two, Pomelo. She was brave on debut recently here at Kembla. She all but won the race. She's run down right on the line. Paul King to ride for Gwenda Markle will get a good gun run here and be hard to beat. Other chances, I thought we'd throw in number six, Shebe Bossy, another local here. She's gone very, very close in all of her career runs. She's fitted for that one run back from a break. I'm sure she'll run well. We'll throw in number four, Ready Above. He's another one that's had the one run back from a spell. He's beaten favourite there at Wyong. And he's placed on numerous occasions last prep, so he's got to be a player. So for me, 1, 2, 6, and 4.
1, 2, 6, and 4 in the second. The third race, a 2-year-old maiden, 1,200. The trip scratchings are 3, 5, 15, and 16. Now, one youth red is at $2.30 for Gerald Ryan. We'll get Gerald on Tab Talk today. 8 Oklahoma Girl is at $2.80. Then you're out to double figures. $11 for 2 Ackerman, 10 Flame of Love, and 12 Mandalong Bell.
So I found a very open race. I thought he was very short, top weight. I know he's got a great hope. I went this way, 8, 1, 10, and 6. I thought the Waller runner, number 8, Oklahoma Girl from a good draw, Adrian Late to ride, trialled very, very well on a few occasions before going to Canterbury recently, and was easy in the market there, and you know, I think she'll take a bit of benefit from that debut run. Finished just behind the place betters there after showing speed. She might just need it, so I think she'll run well at a bit of odds here today. You the Red, I don't know how you announcer, but I've got you the Red, number one. He's only had the one career run. There's a very good placing there at Wyong. He showed natural speed. He found one too good on that occasion, but he'll run well again here today. I thought number 10, Flame of Love, one from the Waterhouse camp. She had two here. She scratched the other one. This is a very, very good run on debut recently at Kembla. Was slow away, got back, run to a bit of trouble, and really, really found the line. So normally we see the Waterhouse horses up on the speed, and I reckon that's what they'll do today. Should be a big improver. And we'll throw number 6, White Tootsie, resuming from a break today, trialled okay. So good speed in her career runs last prep. She'll need it from that bad draw there. There's a few other chances there, but for me, I've gone 8, 1, 10, and 6.
8, 1, 10, 6, the third, the fourth, the class one, 1,000 metres, the trip scratch, 8 Express Point. Now let's take a look at the tab fixed odds on race four at Kembla. One Sharpsburg is at $4.20, $4.60 for 7 Schwarz de Roses, $5 for 3 Captured, and 7 for 2 Bon Bonnier and 4 Lady Winnette.
I've got numbers 2, 1, 7, and 4. I thought Bon Bonnier was the one to watch here from astute Lee Curtis stable there at Rose Hill. Only lightly raced. She looked promising last prep. She's got good natural speed and she was very determined when she won her final start there before going for a spell at Gosford. She resumes here without a trial that I can find. 1,000 metres. Gee, I think she's going to be hard to beat. Thought number one, Sharpsburg. It's another one that's done nothing wrong last prep. Resumes from a break. Trials have been okay. Then we go down to number 7. I thought Schwarz de Roses. Now, it was put in a shocker last start at Mudgee. That was on a very heavy track, beaten favourite there. Her form before that was quite good, so I expect a huge improvement from her. And then we'll go to number 4, Lady Winnette. She's come back racing in very, very good form at the moment from Mickey Tubman. So I've gone this way, 2, 1, 7, 4. Just thought it was a bit of value with number 2, Bon Bonnier.
2, 1, 7, 4 there. The fourth over to race 5, a class 2, 1,600, scratch 6, Cannon Run, and 12, Celtic Kiss. And the money is for Joe Pride's runner, Bon Equus. Number 4 has been 440 into 380. 3 bogeys been 460 to 420. 7 stroke of 8, 6 into 5. And 1, Richard of York, 9 into 8.
Very, very tricky race here. When you look, you see the Waller runner's got Waller stable's got two new international horses kicking off here pretty well. I've gone this way, 4, 1, 5, 7. I thought Bon Equus deserved another chance. He's beaten on that heavy track at Randwick. at his first run at the 2,000 metres. He was a good winner here at Kembla 3 runs ago over the 1,600 metres. Coming back to provincial grade and a better track, I think he was definitely the way to go. Now, he ran into Caesar's Ghost. Caesar's Ghost last run at Wyong, it was Von Eckles' second run, 2 runs ago. And he did a fair bit of work. He did stacker work. Actually took off a long way from home, and he was just found wanting the last bit. And Von Eckles beat him home a couple of lengths there. But I think given a better run in the race, he could be hard to beat. So I've gone 4-5. 1, Richard the York, this former European horse, as I say, can't get a guide on his trials. First Australian start over 1,600 metres. So I'm pretty sure he could be competitive. He won over more than 2,000 metres over in Europe on 2 occasions. So just got to be marked on him, just a big watch. Now, I've thrown in number 7, Stroke of Eight. Ran into a very much informed horse, Prince Memnon, here last start. Been around the money. If we can do that again for Chris O'Brien today, I think that should be pretty hard to beat. 4-5-1-7 in a very, very open race.
4-5-1-7. They might have missed one in the market there. Caesar's Ghost. It's been 5-4.60 with the tab fixed odds. Now across to race 6, Benchmark 65, 1400. Scratch 9, My Thai Lady, as well as 15, Sunjean. The market on race 6, $4.60 for 7, Hypernicus, $6 for 3, Dr. Sykes, 7 for 8, Zorn Koenig, and 8 for 2, Captain Planet, as well as 11, Anisha.
So I thought this was one of the toughest races of the day. It's a stack of chances. You know, you could have thrown 6 or 7 horses here in the numbers, but okay, I've gone this way, 3, 7, 5 and 2. I like in number 3, Dr. Sykes, Les Bridges' horse. He's always shown a fair bit of promise. I thought he was brave first up running into Choice Lager. Here he attacked and was just beaten by a better horse on the day, and Choice Lager dictated on that occasion. He goes around at Rose Hill today. Got very good second up form. The claim for Deanny Pena, got to put it on top. I thought the danger would come from number 7, Hypernicus. I tell you what, he's been a heartbreaker. He's 3 runs back this prep. He's had no luck at all. So a bit of luck in running today. He's going to need it from that wide draw, but he's been attacking the line after having no luck in those races, and I'm sure he'll be competitive. Gwynne Markle's got a couple of runners here. I thought number 5, Man of Colours, anyone that listens to us here knows that I'm a bit of a fan of him. He's always around the money, gives his best. His 4 career runs have been here on the track. And I thought we'd try number 2, Captain Planet. He's fitted for the 2 runs back from the break. Should be close to the mark now, and I think he's going to be very competitive today. 3, 7, 5 and 2.
3, 7, 5, 2. Race 6, race 7, a 1,400-metre maiden. Scratchings are 6, Classina, as well as 15, Jacqueline. Market here has 13, Tuscadero, $2.80. $6 for 4, Reference. And then $8 for 5, Anchor Alas. 7, Lightning Streak. And 14, Zariz All Winds.
I think it's a pretty good maiden, this one, Simon. 4, 13, 7 and 3 was the way I went. Reference. He just keeps finding one to beat, but he's knocking on the door. Your box seat, look to win the most part of the race, and hopefully today can be the day. I thought we'd throw in number 13, Tuscadero. First up from a break, trialled nicely. Ran some very, very nice races last prep from the strong camp of Waller, so I think it's got to be considered. Throw in the 7, Lightning Streak. It's the first starter from an astute stables, trialled okay. What's the market with it? And number 3, Present Sense. It was a terrific run first up in the Beaumont recently after being off the scene for a fairly long time. So if you can strip Peter here today and produce second up, I think you've got to throw it in. And Carol Lass is the other chance there. I would love to have found a spot for it, number 5. But, OK, I've gone 4, 13, 7 and 3.
4, 13, 7, 3, race 7. Race 8, the last at 19 past 4. It's 1,300 metres this class. 2 scratchings, a 2 Puzzling Wonder and 14 Louis Choice. Now, the fixed odds on the last. 1, Chavish has been 290 into 260. Bit of money as well, 5 Duvet, it's been $6.50 into $6. 4 Fly Forward steady at the $3.80 quote. And they make up those in single figures, Wayne.
Yeah, I think you've got it pretty right there. I went this way, 1, 4, 5 and 6. I do think you'll win number 1, Chavish. He's racing in terrific form and interesting to see that the blinker's gone for the first time today. Inside draw, Nicky Hayward to ride for Snowden. He's got to be hard to beat. He ran into Choice Lager last night, and as I say, that's pretty good form. So got a lot going for him. So number 4, Fly Forward, can't fault his form at all either. This time in, he was a good winner at Wyong first up, and then on the Beaumont track last start, he was quite brave there, so he's the main danger there. I thought we'd throw number 5, Duvet, having his first run for the Joseph Jones stable, formerly with the O'Shea camp. I had reasonable form, very consistent form last prep. Hasn't run for a bit over, I think, nearly 3 months it is. So it'll be interesting to see. I know it's been edited a few occasions, and decided to bring it here to Kembla. Barbie doesn't normally come up here unless she thinks they're right on the mark, so I've got to watch it. And Six Alert by C ran a terrific race here first up, just behind the place getters, Hill Strip Fitter, and on the same track, it's got a good record. So for me in the last 1, 4, 5, and 6.
Well, 1, 4, 5, 6 to round it out. And could you find a good thing on the card?
So it's going to come up short, but gee, I think it's going to be hard to beat race 8, number 1, Shavish. But earlier in the day, I think you give out pretty good odds. Race 4, number 2, Bon Bonnier. I'd like to be on end at the odds you're giving out, Simon.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks very much, Wayne.
Thanks, buddy. Good luck, everyone.
There he is, Wayne Harris with a look at Kembla Grange. Just taking a look at the jockey challenge for Kembla Grange, and it's not up at this moment. That market must just be suspended. We'll take a break. It's 3 minutes to 10.
On Sky Sports Radio, you won't miss a thing. Hear all your favourite programs when it suits via our podcast page. Big Sports Breakfast, Tab Talk, Racing HQ and more. Check them out on skysportsradio.com.au.
Gallo's Pies, an all-Australian-owned, family-operated business using 100% Australian lean Aussie beef and bursting with flavour in all Coles and IGA stores. And if you can't find them, you ask for Gallo's by name. The difference with a Gallo's Pie is the deliciously flaky pastry on top and a bottom which is rolled extra thin. They are my favourite pies.
Hey, Mum, don't forget the Gallo's.
Hey, Dolls, don't forget me, love.
You tell them, kiddo. At Gallo's Pies,
we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
You know we highly recommend a little end-of-year trip to Hong Kong. In fact, we can't recommend it highly enough.
Sure, there's the exotic delights of Hong Kong itself.
But better than that, you can be trackside at one of the world's truly great weeks of racing. With Ambassador Travel, you do it in style. Private boxes all the way, Happy Valley on Wednesday. While on Sunday, you're off to Sha Tin for the climax of the Turf World Championships, featuring 4 Group 1s. In between, you can shop, cruise the harbour, head to Macau, play golf at Mission Hills, or just relax. Why not extend and take in China? The trip leaves December 6th. Call Ambassador Travel now. 1-800-777-989 or log on to
ambassadortravel.com.au.
When we talk about racing, we know about favourites and outsiders. Make a bottle of Windy Peak your favourite. Make sure the bottle on the outside becomes your favourite on the inside. Don't forget to bring the Windy Peak by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Now, if you're heading down the snow over the weekend, Kosciuszko Road, open to Perisher, Alpine Way, change required in places, Snowy Mountains Highway, icy stretches from Park Boundary and Guthiga Road, change required, up to the village. Now, Kellyville, a nasty smash on the Pacific Highway near Fiddler's Wharf Road. Now, that's affecting traffic in all directions at the moment, quite a few vehicles involved there. At Granville, still got the lights out on Woodville Road and Crescent Street. We've got power poles down there after an earlier smash this morning, and around the airport, things have settled down nicely around the international and domestic terminals. At Baby Bunnings, say 15% off car seats, prams, cots, nursery furniture, and much, much more. Exclusions apply today.